Prosecutors argued Meta knowingly put profits before the protection of children.
The conduct, as I said, was repeated again and again. Over an entire decade in a kid's life, that's forever. That it was done and made with knowledge that serious harm would result, and it did.
We believe the evidence has shown that Meta works incredibly hard to protect users, including teens.
In accordance with the civil penalty instruction and the instructions as a whole, how many willful violations did Meta commit by engaging in unfair or deceptive trade practice? The jury's answer is 37,500.
Big tech critics hail big tobacco moment and landmark social media verdict against Meta, the parent company of Facebook, and Google, intentionally being addictive and depressing and controlling. Yeah, and parents let their kids do that. I'm not defending big tech, but once you go down this slippery slope of, oh, the way they did it, yeah, and you let your kids do that, give me a break. What's sick is Trump doesn't have Elon Musk on his new big tech board. He's got the good guys off the board and has put his arch enemy, Zuckerberg, on the board and a bunch of other garbage. And people are like, oh, there you are, throwing Trump under the bus again. Zuckerberg got $400 million to create the databases of dead people and illegals and all that to steal the 2020. Okay, fine, I love Zuckerberg if Trump says so. Got Todd Blanche, a Democrat, run the DOJ. This ain't good. And I'm going to bet you about it. Meta must pay $375 million for violating New Mexico's law in child exploitation case.
Companies have been very effective in using something called Section 230, which is a law in this country that protects the companies who have social media from being liable for things that their users post on the site. What these two cases focused on is how the company manipulated the algorithm and developed products like Infinite Scroll in order to give kids an addictive product that would keep them on the site and keep them coming back. And what ended up happening is those kids would use those addictive products and then ultimately have suicidal thoughts or potentially body dysmorphia, or they'd be getting unsolicited messages from child predators. And the company is knowingly, according to documents revealed in both of these cases, understands that this is a problem that they have. And both juries found that they did not do enough to stop this. So again, a huge landmark here, not for the dollar figure, but for the significance of the rulings.
Government shouldn't be involved in the First Amendment. We shouldn't have internet IDs. All over the world, they're bringing internet IDs. They're protecting kids. Hey, you put the parental controls on or don't let your kids on devices. Control what you give your kids, folks. It's not the state's job. Because Zuckerberg's a predator preying on your children. Blackmer's Trump America AI Act repeals Section 230, expands AI liability, and mandates age verification. No, it's the AI Dictatorship Act that Trump tried to get passed before he got back in office. Republicans did, but he pushed. And then he signed an executive order on that makes big tech and AI above the law. Nobody can sue them. Congress can't. Local legislators can't challenge them. Citizens can't sue them. And then the executive branch can let AI do whatever it wants. It's Congress has created the AI liability protection dictatorship bill to enforce Trump's executive order that is wrong. That's the real headline. Overhyped. This is some good news. New polls suggest Americans are shunning AI as a breaking news source. They're rejecting it. They don't want it. Well, I don't just believe polls. Oh, I like the proof. The biggest video generating tool is no more. Is the AI bubble bursting? ChatGPT has shut down its AI system because not enough people are using it. It costs too much money, and it's a failure. People are sick of it. U.S. bans foreign-made consumer routers over cybersecurity concerns. I told people decades ago China has all these remote control kill chips and everything. Now it's all admitted. And then it just continues. Apple forces U.K. iPhone age checks in iOS 6.26.4. Yeah, the U.K., Australia, they're all making Apple and other companies do age verifications. Hey, then adults have to do it. And now it's Internet ID that in the UN Gates-run standardization will be used for the cashless society, the social credit score, the grid. So people are like, don't you want to not let kids look at porn? Yeah, if you're dumb enough to give your kid a phone that doesn't have parental controls, you should be thrown off a bridge. I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria of the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available. DallasTheStore.com, the very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar. But more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. DallasTheStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at DallasTheStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with Rex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
That drive on your way to work. I'm just happy you chose to spend that time with us here at InfoWars with me, Rex Jones, hosting the American Journal. Now, we got a wide variety of things to get into today. I wanted to do a little bit more of slice of life. So in the second hour, maybe the third hour even, I'm going to describe to you what exactly makes the human canine bond so special, health effects, positive mental health effects, other stuff like that. And just going into the history of it, because who doesn't love their dog? I love my dog very much, and I've been thinking about Rupert more and more and about positive things that I want to share on the show, and my dog is definitely one of those things. I know you guys also feel a certain kind of way about y'all's pets and that you love them and care for them and that they're family to you also. And that's a very Western ethos, right? So I want to take pride in that and cherish that and give positive feedback to the audience on that. And I want to hear from you later when you call in. I want to hear about your pets. I want to hear about what their names are and what you do with them. But yeah, starting a little positive, trying to bring a little bit of goodwill here into the morning. And we've got other stories that aren't so bad as well, but I do have to hearken back to politics and war, because the Iran war situation is always developing. It's constantly in turmoil and in motion, and we have breaking news. Let's go ahead and pull up the latest Trump tweet. I have it labeled latest Trump tweet. Let's go ahead and pull that up for you guys. I can go ahead and read it. That's all good. It's the Eric Doherty thing on page one. And it's labeled Trump tweet. Trump says the United States of America is in serious discussions with a new and more reasonable regime to end our military operations in Iran. Great progress has been made, but for if any reason a deal is not shortly reached, which it probably will be, that's just him saying it. He said it like 1,000 times already. And if the Hormuz Strait is not immediately open for business, we will conclude our lovely stay, in quotation marks, in Iran by blowing up and completely obliterating all of their electric generating plants, oil wells, and Kog Island, and possibly all desalinization plants. Okay, so let's just talk about that really quick. You guys can find it. It's on page one. It's the Eric Doherty clip. So why would you blow up their desalinization plants? They're relying on them for 3% of their water. Like, why would you do that? Even though they have a water problem, it wouldn't even hurt them compared to the Gulf and compared to Israel. These countries get the majority of their water, or damn near close to it, from desalinization. So this is just, it's a perfect example of why you just have to laugh at the rhetoric and ultimately why, ultimately why the president is no better than a clown college teacher or a dog catcher or someone that works the booth at the carny shop or whatever at the circus, right? This is not real. All right. And anyone that's been following the actual news and has been seeing what, you know, other geopolitical experts have to say on it, and other people in other nations, if you just look at what the Russians have to say about this war, everyone knows it's complete baloney, but we have to pay lip service to it and pay attention to it because it's the president. I'm going to keep reading his tweet, which we have purposefully not yet touched. Yeah. Like, why would you blow them up? Blowing them up ensures that you get your own blown up and you're much more reliant on them than they are. Just literally 62 IQ stuff. This will be in retribution for our many soldiers and others
that Iran has butchered and killed over the old regime's 47-year reign of terror. Okay, so Trump never got a soldier killed. Trump didn't start this war. Trump didn't blow up the elementary school. It's all Iran's fault. It's always Iran's fault. They didn't start this war. And we'll get into that later in the third hour. You know what? Here, I'll give a little breakdown on it. Sorry for being a little bit slow. So here's what I've got to decide to do. I've got the dog mini deep dive, and then I've got some really powerful quotations, really powerful excerpts from the Nuremberg trial and examples of war crimes that we as a nation have done. So I'll get into all that in the second hour. But the point is, the war of aggression is the ultimate thing you can't do. It's the cardinal sin. All other war crimes are included in the initial war of aggression. So Trump started the war and is saying, I'll hurt you more. I'll hurt you again. I'm going to blow up your infrastructure if you don't submit. We're fighting this war based off objectives with no mission, because there is no mission. It's just, oh, like, what box are we going to check off next? Are we going to destroy their power plant? Check. Are we going to hit their civilian nuclear? Check. Are we going to hit their leadership? Check. What else do we have to do? What else is going to make it work? Spoiler alert, nothing's going to make it work. Not even taking Karg Island will make it work. Let's go ahead and show some more of the cost of this war. Let's get the $270 million E-Century spy plane that got demolished. Let's get that article up really quick. Because this is really crazy stuff, and I believe it's not including this. I believe it's 16 planes that have been destroyed so far over the course of the war. 270 million E-3 Century spy plane demolished by Iranian attack at Saudi airport. An American E-3 Century was destroyed during Iran's attack. I love pop-up ads. You gotta love that. On the Prince Sultan Air Base in Saudi Arabia, according to U.S. officials and new photos. Wow. That photo is pretty crazy if we can get that up. An American E-3 Century destroyed. Viral images circulated online. Yeah, so this is what winning looks like. No new wars. The peace president, you see, that's a mostly peaceful accident. It happened on its own. Things fell apart. It's like that ship we had in the Red Sea where the F-18 went over the side. It was the current made the boat wobbly. You see. So this is just a natural wear and tear that we are all paying for, right? And these things are, of course, they don't grow on trees. They have to be made over a process of years and years, possibly even decades, with millions, if not billions of dollars, and more will be spent. They're already saying that they need the additional $200 billion, not just for this war, but for other future conflicts. So we're living in full clown world all the time. It's really crazy to me. Let's go ahead and show this Rob Schneider warmonger tweet, this hypocritical warmonger Rob Schneider, and we'll see what he was saying, anti-war and now pro-war all of a sudden. I wonder why that is. So you got Rob Schneider, and he's saying, no war with Iran, no war with Iran, no war with Iran. And then, year or two later, yeah, literally less than a year later, he says, the U.S. must restore the military draft amid the Iran war. He says, these freedoms that we cherish do not come without cost. That's right. The freedom to have gay sex in a Tel Aviv bomb shelter is not free. Freedom is not free. You have to die for that. That's correct. So let's just keep that in mind and focus on what's really important, okay? Because you can protect men giving monkeypox to each other, okay? You can choose to protect them. You can die for them. I saw this video. I don't even have it up. But it said this, like, 19-year-old over in Ukraine running around in the trenches. And someone watches you be like, you're a coward. You're a bow. You never serve. Yeah, I'm not a part of the French Foreign Legion doing terrorism, okay? And it's ooh, I give myself a cool call sign and all that. I run around with the gun and I shoot people. Very lame, very trashy, to be shunned, in my opinion. This is why I'm anti-war. And I didn't throw this clip in here either, because it's gross to throw it in here, and I don't want to show people these clips in the morning. But you have this footage of whether it's a Russian guy being chased or a Ukrainian guy being chased. You have hundreds, if not thousands, literally you do, but on video, thousands of examples of this, of someone being chased by an FPV drone. And the FPV drone will go, vroom, 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 and will like fly by the person, and it's terrorizing them. Right? Like the guy knows he's going to die. The guy's desperately running, trying to find anywhere he can, any rock, any crevice, any dip in the hill or the mountain to hide in. And the drone's just going, and then it blows up and it kills the guy. And then they'll like make a hard style edit to it, or make it a meme, or put a trap beat behind it. And you look at that and you're like, that is disgusting. That is like scat porn or something. It should be banned. It should be publicly reprehensible. People should look at it and be like, that is not correct. Okay, but people don't have that same reaction. People will watch a video of a guy get executed, and his executioner is piloting a drone, mocking him, laughing at him digitally through his actions, through the screen, and through the explosion, he's laughing at him ultimately. And people go, yeah, Slava Ukraine, that's cool. You know, he's a dirty Russian. He's an orc. You hear this a lot, right? Well, where does that come from? Why are you being made to hate somebody? Is that really your core political opinion? Do you go out there, you're like, yes, I watch cartel videos. I watch Ukrainian drone footage videos. I watch U.S. war crime videos. I watch Israeli war crime videos. Like, if that's your thing and you're just a sick freak, I guess that's on you. But the vast majority of the population has been sleptwalked into a point where they now just consume that and they swipe up on it. When I see it, it pisses me off. It makes me viscerally angry. It should make you angry as well. Go ahead and get that up there. The cost of the drone. Let's take a quick look at this. The cost of the drone. Because it's nothing. They're killing people for the same price as like a medium-sized flat-screen TV. So you've got our priorities straight when it comes to innovation. Can't innovate healthcare, can't innovate cancer cures, can't innovate taking the poison out of the food and water. No, no, no. We can never do that. But if we have $300 billion to give to Ukraine so that they can produce the new guerrilla warfare age of 21st century modern combat, I guess that's a better use than taking care of the sick and hungry people, right? Each Russian soldier killed in Ukraine costs $878. That's a good deal. That's a good deal. That's what Trump says when he hears that. And Trump's the person that promised to end all this garbage. And you say, oh, we couldn't end it. It is what it is. Absolutely not true. Pull the Starlink. Pull the funding. It's over within weeks. And that's just a fact of the conflict. Now, let's go ahead and roll clip one. Let's roll Trump talking about Cuba. Cuba again.
That Cuba will be next. What did you mean by that exactly?
Who will be next?
Cuba.
Yeah, Cuba's going to be next. Cuba's going to be. Cuba's a mess. It's a failing country, and they're going to be next. Within a short period of time, it's going to fail. And we will be there to help it out. We'll be there to help our great Cuban Americans out who were thrown out of Cuba. In many cases, their family members were mutilated and killed by Castro. No, Cuba's going to be next, yeah.
Okay, I don't disagree. And this is the thing where people will say, oh, you just hate Trump, you're anti-Trump, whatever. That's actually true. And that's fine for you to think that because it is true. But at the same time, I don't discount legitimate goals of the U.S. empire. And if you're looking at it, there's two levels where you can look at it from, right? I look at it from the strategic and moral lens, but most people, they'll make a justification argument if they're kind of more on the neocon imperialist side of just pure like facts, like this is good for us materially, right? And you can't say that a place that's like 100 miles or less off the coast of Florida isn't valuable or vital to American strategic interests. My point that I'm making here, that I want to make here, why didn't we just do that? Why didn't we just do that in Venezuela, for example? Illegal, war crimes, whatever is what it is. But ultimately, it benefits us. We get to take it over, take the oil, take the infrastructure, run the government, funnel money, do the whole thing. Now, that's what America's best at. No. We couldn't just do that. We couldn't just have the good thing that would be wonderful for America and we'd all get wealthier and the inflation wouldn't be as bad and energy would be cheap. No, we got to fight a war thousands of miles away. And we got to do Cuba, and we got to do Venezuela, and we got to go everywhere else at the same time as well, and we got to back Ukraine. Do you see where this ends, and do you see why it's not feasible long term? These events track chronologically over time, over time, over time, and we're involved in way too many conflicts. So where this is an idea that I'm not entirely against it. Like, we're going to starve them and take their oil anyway. It's just what our government is going to do. They're not going to allow those people to live. So, you know what? If they get to live and we take it over, if that's more likely to happen, then that's something that I go, hey, you know, I don't necessarily support it, but I understand why it's happening and it doesn't completely outrage me. Like, that's empire. Like that's the nature of empire, right? And as an empire starts to degenerate, it starts to collapse in on itself and it starts to become more aggressive and it starts having to enforce power that it used to just have by its very nature. Look at this. Look at the head of Drudge. You know what? Matt, you are so good. Matt is absolute pro in there. Matt's the best. Because here's the deal. I was looking at this screen earlier before everyone got here. I was prepping the show. And I was like, this is just so insane. This is just so crazy. What world did I go to sleep in? And when did I wake up for this to be a reality versus, you know, the past three or four, even like the past decade or so? This is just, it's hell on earth, man. 50,000 American troops in Mideast Iran. Warns invaders face fire, or Iran warns that invaders face fire. Trump war crime threat, talking about targeting the energy desalinization. Hegseth praises Jesus. Of course, it's all blasphemy. It's all a religious war for a fake theological system they cooked up 150 years ago called the Schofield Bible. F-16 scramble over Mar-a-Lago. I believe that was that for, let's click on that. Was that for the drone thing? Because I saw a thing where the Black Hawk helicopters were active. F-16 scramble above Mar-a-Lago after unusual plane breaches restricted airspace. Uh-oh. Yeah, I think this is the drone story. During the intercept, NORAD aircraft dispensed flares, which may have been visible to the public. Intercepted an aircraft that encroached upon the restricted airspace near Palm Beach, Florida, where President Donald Trump was spending the weekend. Okay. Well, it's all normal and great. People are seeing giant fireballs and spectral shapes in the sky. That's all normal. It's all Project Blue Beam. It's all part of the PSYOP. You remember the drone thing with all the alien appearances and whatnot, and everyone just kind of stopped talking about that? Oh, don't worry. We're going to build a moon base now. All right. And then I sit here, and I feel like the crazy one because I have to go through the news and information. I'm just like, when does this stop? And more materially, when do things get better? Because me and Tim were talking about this last night because I would want to do more slice of life stuff like the dog story, which I'm going to do here in the second hour. And I was like, man, like, where do you find good news? And it's like, it's hard. And like the only innovation we see in military technology is military technology by its very nature. We're not really seeing peaceful life and peaceful processes prioritized by any nation around the world, especially not ours. But even if you look at Russia and China, you know, I'm not acting like they're cupcakes, right? Like they're also involved in economic and literal warfare as well. So the world has become an angrier place, as Klaus Schwab said it would. Let's play clip number two. Trump has his priorities straight.
Here's another one. Wait, excuse me, wait. I don't want to do this now because it's easier. I'm so busy that I don't have time to do this. But I'm fighting wars and other things. But this is very important because this is going to be with us for a long time. And it's going to be, I think it'll be the greatest ballroom anywhere in the world. It's its highest level. Same height, exact height, if not higher. Same height as the White House, exactly the same height. And if you look, you have the White House over here, you have this, and that's a duplicate of the wall. So it pays total homage to the White House, which is, I think, very important to us.
Okay. So when Rome was broke and when Rome was in trouble, instead of fixing the government, instead of taking care of the people, instead of fighting the wars that actually needed to be fought, what would the emperors do? They would fill the Colosseum up with water or wild animals, and they would have people fight in there, and they would spend the equivalent of hundreds of billions of dollars to do stuff like this, giant choreographed ship battles on the Mediterranean, all sorts of insanity. This is it's Nero burning down Rome and then building a new palace on it. That's what all this is. It's not rational behavior. This is not what should be in the president's mind prioritized right now. But do you know what else is a sick function of this? And maybe we can show the next thing. It's correct. It's a tweet to show its priority straight to. They're building a bomb shelter. They're building a bunker. They're building something of some sort of unholy nature under this new portion of the White House. So they know something that you don't. They're getting prepared for something that you're not. We've already looked at numerous Trump officials, people in the Trump administration, affiliated with Trump administration as well, that have looked into or have bought bomb shelters, that have talked to contractors, that have done this stuff. It's the plot of so many different dystopian movies. We have Brave New World. We have 1984 books as well. We have Fallout. We have all these classic stories because it's an archetype of reality. The rich people consolidate power, destroy the world, and then kind of cocoon themselves and wait for it to clear out. And then they are the only ones left alive. They are the Ubermensch. They are the rulers of Earth. Do we not reject this? Go ahead and get that tweet up there one more time. Yeah, breaking. U.S. military reportedly building a massive complex beneath the White House ballroom. Okay, that's normal. We like that. Let's go ahead and show Boomer meme. Go ahead and show Boomer meme. Yup. Used to have cigarette thing in the airplane. Now you have the USB-C charger. Now, isn't that a better world? You know, and they'll tell you how to run your life. They'll do it. But we love them as well. We love them as well. Here, cut back to me. Okay, we've got the human-animal bond segment coming up. That's going to be really interesting. I need my articles, guys. We've got that coming up. We've got Mark Levin, Lindsey Graham. We've got a bunch of clips for you guys of the administration. I've got an excellent breakdown from former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev on Zelensky and on the current Saudi, Ukrainian, and other peace deals, defense deals that are being talked about right now. The Ukrainians have shown up. I am Zelensky. I have shown up to offer my drones for assistance for you. They're going to try to provide air defense to the Gulf nation. Spoiler alert, that's not going to work, but they think they can sell him on the idea. Medvedev has come out and has called him the Green Goblin yet again, which I think is quite a funny nickname for Zelensky. And he says he's flying around the Middle East trying to get something done. That's an excellent breakdown. We're going to play that next segment if I can get to it. But yeah, excellent, guys. Let's go ahead and close this segment out with that Zelensky clip. Let's close it out with the Zelensky clip.
Я думаю, що у всіх різні інтереси. Причому у всіх у Заходу є ті, хто хоче, щоб ця війна йшла довго.
Тому що це буде exhausting Russia, Росії, even if this means the demise of Ukraine.
Ціною України.
And comes at the cost of Ukrainian lives.
Вони
This is definitely in the interest of some countries.
Точно вигідно деяким країнам.
That's all we got? Okay, I thought we had a longer one. That's my bad. Put the wrong one in there. But yeah, so Zelensky's flying around the Middle East trying to make these deals. Trump is also trying to reassure the Gulf countries that they should still be allies with us, that they should still have our bases there, that we will not abandon them. Qatar, Saudi Arabia, they're being more aggressive. The other states are being more composed. And every expert that I've seen talk about this has said and continues to say this can only lead to eventually a regional and then a global conflict, because you have the Russian state media, the Russian minister saying they're going to be taking a pause or a break from talks with the U.S. to focus on the Iran war. That's also some really big news. You have China issuing really more strong condemnations of the current events going on. But we'll get into that next segment and more on the future parts of the show. If you want to get high-quality supplements, if you want to get the best products around, go to thealexjonesstore.com. Right now we're running a promotion where every subscription you get to a product, you get a free T-shirt. So that's a very cool deal. That's a very cool offer. You're going to want to subscribe and save and get the new merch. We've got those limited edition InfoWar Lives Forever shirts with the Iwo Jima InfoWars flag. You really want that. It's really high quality. We've also got the incredible Nascent Iodine. So you're going to want to get X2. You're going to want to get Methylene Blue. You're going to want to get Power Plant Methyl Drive, and you're going to want to get Ultimate Burn. Check it out now.
So, CIA declassified documents last week. Operation Artichoke to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan's talked about it. I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62 that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public. That's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites
use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out. They put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on a periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record, good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, I've been on it since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. With this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theelvishowstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theelvishowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, theelvishowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells. The methylene blue and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at theelvishowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Talk about the dark in the world, we can also talk about the light as well. So I'm going to get into a few stories here that might touch your heart, touch your mind a little bit, might make you feel a little bit more positive. Let's start with some political change. It's actually been pretty good. Thank you for the articles. I appreciate it. I'll get them spread out here in a second. So we had heard about the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and it being closed, right? Because the Israelis say, oh, the Iranians are targeting the holy sites. So we have to ban everyone from going to them. And the longstanding theory is that they're going to do a false flag and blow up the Al-Aqsa Mosque so they can build the third temple and all of that. But there was a big uproar from mainstream Christianity, even Protestant Christianity in America. And everyone was very upset about this. And Cardinal Pizzaballa, the Patriarch of Jerusalem for the Catholic Church, has been allowed back into the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And that's Cardinal allowed into church article. That's an hour one, segment three. So this is actually really good news. The Latin Patriarch will have access to Jerusalem Holy Site after the police stopped his entry. Israel's prime minister has said the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem will now have full and immediate access to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre after police earlier prevented him from celebrating Palm Sunday Mass there. Bibi Netanyahu said that the cardinal, the head of the Catholic Church in the Holy Land, had been asked not to enter out of concern. It's always the safety or whatever. For concern for his safety, as Iran had repeatedly targeted Jerusalem's holy site with missiles, the decision to block the cardinal from entering Christianity's most sacred site had been criticized by several Western nations. Israel's police later said it had agreed to a mutual framework with the Latin Patriarch for Easter celebrations. On Sunday, the cardinal and his reverend were stopped outside the church, which is believed to be the site of Jesus' crucifixion, as they were planning to hold a mass to mark the start of Holy Week. Cardinal Pizzaballa's office said it was the first time in centuries, wow, a Latin patriarch had been turned away from the holy site on Palm Sunday. Yeah, let's talk about the history of the region for a little bit, because people have this idea of it just being like this place they chopped off your head if you were Jewish or Christian or whatever. Jews, Christians, and Muslims have lived in peace in this area for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And really with the colonial project, with you had the British Mandate of Palestine that becomes the Zionist State of Israel eventually, you have something that's artificial and illegal, and it created these frictions that we talk about now. Like I had this Israeli on, and we're talking to him on the gray area, and it was a phenomenal interview. Very, very smart, well-researched guy. But like the narrative is like they hate us. They hate us. Like they want to kill us. They want to kill us. So we have to be strong enough to be able to kill them in order to, you know, have a state and be people that have sovereignty. And that's a decent argument until you realize the state is artificial. This isn't no other country. Well, I guess they do say this about America. They say America doesn't have a right to exist. It's a colonial power. You're operating on stolen land and all of that garbage. Right. But, you know, not saying it's garbage. It's real. Like 100, 200 years ago, there were these mass genocides. There were these mass casualty events. Now you can say, oh, the Native Americans were running around scalping each other and we declared war on them. We won. It is what it is. That's still a bloody and ugly picture. At the end of the day, that's American history. That's human history. That's world history. But essentially what we're witnessing right now in the Middle East is that modern colonial project, and especially people on the left are rejecting that outright because they've been taught to stand against those values. And on the right, the secular nature of the colonialism, the secular nature of all of it, has really turned off mass Christianity. So it's a good thing that Cardinal Pizzaballa has been able to return to the church. It's a good thing for Catholics and the Catholic Church. And he says that him and Reverend Aleppo had been compelled to turn back from the church. That's what he's saying the Israelis did to them. A statement from the patriarch on Sunday also said, this incident is a grave precedent and disregards the sensibilities of billions of people around the world who during this week look to Jerusalem. And that is very true. So we'll continue to track that as that develops. I want you guys to go to my Twitter page. While I go ahead and get loaded here, I want you to go to my profile, and I want you to find these photos of Rupert. I just put four photos of Rupert up there. So if y'all can go ahead and display those, I'm going to get into the pet thing, the human-animal bond throughout time. For those living in the United States, there is a good chance that waking up each morning includes small paws, walking across a bed, or a cold, wet nose to the hand. According to a 2017 to 2018 National Pet Owner Survey conducted by the American Pet Products Association, 68% of U.S. households own a pet. This equates to 84.6 million homes. And while dogs and cats remain the most popular choices, horses, birds, fish, and reptiles are also on the charts too. 68% of American households, 84.6 million homes. Americans spend $72.1 billion on pet expenditures this year. That's up $10 billion. That's the little old statistics there. These expenses include the food, supplies, and medicine, blah, blah, blah. New York Times reports that 70% of pet owners say they sometimes sleep with their pets, 65% buy Christmas gifts for their pets, 23% cook special meals for their pets. I do that. I'll tell you. I make a pound of ground beef, and I'll eat half of it, and little buddy can eat half of it. Let's get little buddy back up on the screen. That's my Rupert Tiger. That's my Rupert, man. I took him home in a shoebox. I took Rupert home when he was 6 weeks old, and now he's a 120-pound, 5-year-old Doberman Pinscher. That's a good monster. Let's get him on the videos, the monster. But you guys have no idea how much I love this dog. He's so amazing. I love Rupert. And here's the thing. Like, he's a real gift from God. He's a gift from Jesus Christ. Animals, dogs especially, they're visiting angels. And we have to appreciate them while they're here. The bond between pets and their owners is not always so similar to the relationship humans have with each other. Some people claim the human-animal bond has evolved for more than 15,000 years, and it began as a working relationship with the animals providing protection and service and aiding in hunting, farming, or performing other tasks. They've also always served during wartime. Of course, the Rottweiler, the origin of the Doberman breed. Of course, Doberman's like five or six different dog breeds. It's a real hodgepodge, a new creation. But the Rottweiler is the Roman soldier dog. It's named after the town that they founded in originally or whatever. So dogs have a long and storied history with us. Let's go ahead and go to this PubMed study on the human-canine bond, a heart's best friend. Humans co-evolving with dogs, blah, blah, blah. The investigators examined 1,769 patients and used a novel metric based on seven key health factors emphasized by the American Heart Association. Pet owners reported higher levels of physical activity. Of course, I'll tell you right now, the dog walks me to death. I don't walk the dog walks me. Better adherence to a heart-healthy diet. Higher levels of high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, that's HDL cholesterol, the good kind, and lower levels of blood glucose and diabetes. Now, here's the thing. Powerful health tip, powerful health information just in general. Taking three brisk 10-minute walks immediately after you eat during the day can lower your blood sugar and can lower other factors such as triglycerides by as much as a third. And Stan Efferding, he's done a lot of writing on this. There are a lot of Japanese studies on this. Having a more active lifestyle is inherently more healthy and more good for you than being sedentary. A lot of people know this by their very nature because they walk, they try to get around, they play disc golf or whatever. But when you have a dog, you can't ignore the primal capacity or primal need to move because the dog needs to move. Rupert needs to be walked like 3 to 4 times a day or more if I don't take him out to the park. He needs to be walked miles and miles and miles a day. And having a dog can be key to hitting that 10,000 or 12,000 step threshold for really ensuring that you have the best health. Thank you. I appreciate it. So yeah, dogs are amazing. Experts on the topic have long recommended canine companionship as protection against cardiovascular disease because of a dog's tendency to boost its owner's PA and mental health. Research indicates that bringing a dog into the home can improve adherence to an exercise regime, enhance fitness, and reduce visceral fat of its human co-inhabitants. Now, why is that so important? And that's key right there. Visceral fat is not the subcutaneous fat that's just under your tissue that makes you look puffy or bad or whatever. Visceral fat develops around your organs and eventually chokes them and is the real driver of insulin resistance and eventually diabetes and NAFLD, which is non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So this study right here is saying the dog is protective against that. That's definitely a huge win. With CVD, coronary vascular disease, being the predominant cause of death worldwide, and physical activity and overweight, obesity being major risk factors for coronary vascular disease and premature death and disability, a commitment to regular PA, exercise, and fitness has the potential to substantially improve outcomes. In fact, it has ameliorating effects on 5 of the 6 leading modifiable risk factors for myocardial infarction, that's what a heart attack is, including lipid profiles, stress, diabetes, hypertension, abdominal obesity, as well as psychological risk factors and psychosocial stress. See, this is the real thing. We all need a little buddy. Okay, we all need a little friend, whether that's a cat, a dog, whatever. I'm partial to dogs. I think a dog is a much better choice. You got to have a little buddy. And like when you get home, of course, the ultimate is like if you have kids and you have a family and you're like, I don't have time for a dog. Totally, totally get it. Totally understand. But for us that may be younger, for us that may be older, for us that may have kids that have gone off to college or gone off to work or, you know, whatever. Like a lot of us need that companionship in our lives. Like it makes me so happy just to go play with the dog outside for like 30 minutes. He's my little buddy. He's my little friend. See if you guys, while I talk about this a little bit more, see if y'all can find more Rupert on my socials. I want to show Rupert off to more people. Dogs compel their owners to specifically do more outdoor exercise, which may even bolster health benefits further. Of course, it's not just the exercise. You're also getting the sun, the vitamin D. One of my favorite things to do is to go out during midday with my shirt off for like, you know, 20 to 30 minutes. Just hang out there with the dog. He's a little buddy. He's a little man. That's my Rupert Tiger right there. Recently, a large cross-sectional study found that greater than 120 minutes a week spent in a natural outdoor environment was often associated with reported levels or higher levels of health and well-being. I mean, go figure. If I didn't spend 120 minutes a week outside, if I didn't spend 120 minutes a day or more outside, I would go insane. And that's what's crazy to me. You know, like since starting to do the show here, since having to come here and do the morning show, I get in here at like 6:30, 6:45, and then I start preparing, then I take a shower, and then I come do the show. But during that time, it's still dark outside. And I'm someone like, I need to see morning and evening light. Like that's kind of what I live for, to be honest. Like those are my favorite periods of the day is when the sun's setting and when the sun's coming out. But then I walk out of here and it's 11 a.m. and it's bright as hell. It's already hot. You don't have those magical little shades or hues of purple, of violet, of teal, of turquoise, of amethyst. You don't get any of those magical notes. And did you know, and maybe I'll do another deep dive on this, tying this into why dogs are so amazing because it reinforces this habit. You have neurons that are connected to receptors on the roof of your mouth. And when you see the morning light, when you see the morning sun through the tree, when you're walking the dog or hanging out with little buddy up there or doing whatever, those neurons get triggered and that's what locks in your circadian rhythm. That's the other half of the melatonin process. So having a dog really, it makes those positive health habits, not health habits. It makes them mandatory because that's just what you do because the dog can't poop inside the house. You got to take the dog out during the morning. I'll read a little bit more. Higher levels of physical activity, exercise, and fitness not only improve CBD outcomes, but also curbs anxiety, hostility, depression, and emotional distress. In addition to increasing their owner's dose of outdoor exercise, dogs reduce PSS levels, aid in treatment of depression, and act effectively as an anxiolytic intervention. So are you going to take a bottle of Xanax and a bottle of liquor, or are you going to take little buddy for a walk, for a drive, to a ride to the park, to get a treat, to do whatever? Like if you're feeling bad, if you're feeling like you want to treat yourself in a negative way, why not treat the dog in a positive way? Why not give little buddy a bone or something? Like that's a much more healthy interaction to have. A landmark study from Sweden analyzed this in a prospective register-based nationwide cohort of over 3 million individuals with a 12-year follow-up. This is like gold standard study stuff right here. In single-person households, dog ownership was associated with significantly lower risks of both all-cause mortality and CVD mortality, 33 to 36% reductions respectively. Nothing else is like that. Like 3% is statistically significant. You're not going to see anything else like that. Let me tell you that right now. People living in multiple person households also benefited from dog ownership with significantly lower risks of all-cause mortality and CVD mortality, 11%, 15% reductions respectively, though the benefits were less impressive than those living alone. Well, yeah, go figure. It's companionship. It's the human interaction. It's being a part of nature and being able to bond with a little buddy that's purely loyal to you. I mean, why wouldn't that make you healthier? Why wouldn't that make you feel better? He's family, right? Like Rupert is my family. Let's get Rupert up again. We have to keep looking at Rupert. And they call this a halo effect. It comes from the cardiac arrhythmia suppression trial, which concluded that high social support and dog ownership were two independent predictors of survival 1 year after a heart attack. Dog ownership, much like interactive physical play, improves risk factors for both CVD and mental illness in unique multidimensional ways. Okay, let's go to that third article that I have, and that's the science.org article, How Dogs Stole Our Hearts. Canines make humans produce more trust hormone and vice versa. Because when you look at a dog and when a dog looks at you and it's friendly and it's your dog or it's a nice dog or whatever, you and the dog produce oxytocin. This is also why dogs understand pointing and gestures and language far better than something like a wolf does, for example, because we've co-adapted to have these abilities. If you think of the dog as your fur baby, science has your back. Research shows that when our canine pals stare into our eyes, they activate the same hormonal response that bonds us to human infants. The study, the first to show this hormonal bonding effect between humans and another species, may help explain how dogs became our companions thousands of years ago. It's an incredible finding that suggests that dogs have hijacked the human bonding system, says an expert on canine cognition at Duke University. Dogs are already renowned for their ability to interact with humans and pointing at objects. That comes from the oxytocin effect as well. Mutual gazing, that's where you and the dog both look at each other, has a profound effect on both dogs and us. Of the duos that spent their greatest amount of time looking into each other's eyes in this study, both male and female dogs increased or experienced a 130% rise in oxytocin levels, and both male and female owners a 300% increase. See, we like it even more than them. The scientists saw no oxytocin increase in the dogs and owners who had spent little time gazing at each other or in any of the wolf owner duos. So this is a unique domestication reaction. We are compatible with them. They are compatible with us. It's demonstrated right there in that genetic and hormonal response. And that's fascinating. Of course, we all know that at a gut level. At a gut level, if you're a pet owner, you've experienced that connection for yourself. But putting it into words, I mean, that's the same bond connection that forms in any kind of like very passionate familial relationship, right? Like mother-child type bonding right there. The positive feedback loop, he says, may have played a critical role in dog domestication as wolves were morphing into dogs. Only those that could bond with humans would have received care and protection, and humans themselves may have evolved the ability to reciprocate, adapting the maternal bonding feedback loop to a new species. And they say that's their biggest speculation. And the scientist says that oxytocin decreases anxiety. It's anxiolytic is the medical term for that. The adaptation may have been important for human survival as well. If human beings are less stressed out, it's better for their health. And that's where all the health benefits come from. That's where all the positive factors come from. It just comes from having us be happier and having them be happier and having us be compatible with each other. I love that. And let's throw a couple more Rupert images up. I'll react to them. I'll get to one more story. We'll be done with this segment. Hey, look, come on, man. He's just so full of love, and he looks at you, and he's like a person, and he knows, and he understands words, and he's sweet, and he'd do anything for you, and he's a little dumb, and sure, he'd chase a squirrel or chase a car or whatever, and that's why you got to protect him and keep him safe. He's my little buddy, right? I know you got a little buddy at home. We love dogs, don't we? Beautiful dogs, as Trump said, but seriously, look at my little friend up there. Let's get a couple more. That's a different kind of walk. That's a different kind of dog. You know, cat turd definitely makes oxytocin when Trump looks at him. I mean, okay, we don't need to get too disturbing there. But all right, before the end of the segment, I want to get into this because this is really shocking. Marine accused of selling weapons. This is a New York Post article. Insane haul of war weapons. Marine 23 is accused of stealing from California military base. A California Marine has been hauled into federal custody after authorities say he treated a military armory like a personal pawn shop, stealing high-tech missile systems and selling them off in Arizona. Corporal Andrew Paul Amarias, an Arizona native who served as an ammunition technician at Camp Pendleton, is accused of making off with a terrifying haul of restricted weapons of war, including Javelin missile systems and military-grade ammunition, probably tracer rounds, according to federal court documents. Federal agents have already recovered at least one of the powerful weapon systems and ammo, but say some 2 million rounds of M855 ammunition may be reportedly unaccounted for. How do you steal 2 million rounds of ammunition? What, did he have a truck and he was driving the truck into the base and he would leave the base and take it to his Scrooge McDuck ammo pit and then drive back and drive forth and drive back and drive forth and so on and so forth? How do you steal Javelin missiles from a military base? Oh, I'm just walking off with them. I'm just walking down the street with my 2 million rounds of ammunition. I thought this was going to be like a couple boxes of tracer ammunition and maybe like one missile he like hid in a sleeping bag or something. How do you do this? You got to have a truck. I guess he had a truck. The Javelin, which is a fire-and-forget anti-tank missile system, is capable of punching through heavy tank armor from miles away, with many per Lockheed Martin. Prosecutors allege that in one case, Amarias offered roughly 30 cans of ammunition, about 25,000 rounds, to a co-conspirator. Over the span of about 2 weeks, investigators say he stole and sold 66 cans of M855 rifle ammunition, with only about a third later recovered. This reminds me of the guy that went to jail for a decade because he wouldn't tell the people he was on like a gold expedition. He found the gold and he didn't want to tell anyone where the gold actually was. So he just went to jail for a decade. They eventually let him out. I mean, of course, this guy was going to be like, they're going to throw this guy in prison for like 40 years or whatever. He's totally cooked. But damn, 2 million rounds of M855 ammunition. What does that go in? I'm going to look that up real quick because I'm ignorant. M855. Okay, it's just green tip. Oh, all right. It's damn civilian, totally ignorant. I don't know these things. Okay, so he's just stealing 5.56, 2 million rounds of it. Very interesting. We've got our priorities straight, but you're gonna want to stay tuned. We've got a lot coming up here. I've got Lindsey Graham at Disneyland. I've got Mark Levin. I've got, you know what? Let's just go ahead and show this right now. Throw up the Japanese falling down meme. That's an hour two segment too. I think people will like to see this. I thought this went pretty hard. Of course, if you are seeing the classic falling down with Michael Douglas. Go ahead and get this up here. That's pretty cool. We got the one with the gun. That goes pretty hard. That's an absolute classic film, guys, ladies and gentlemen. I need to start doing watch parties, react parties. Yep. And that's the thing is, like, I want to show people on Japanese Twitter my dog, because this is something coming from Japanese Twitter. This is an overture from the Japanese to the Americans and vice versa. And apparently if you tweet in Japanese and you can talk to them, they're especially enamored with the idea of the American barbecue and American food. You can bond with them. So I want to show them the Rupert Tiger. I saw them saying they want to see more American pets. So I'm definitely going to do that for sure. I want to remind everybody again here at the bottom of the hour, there is a promotion going on right now. Subscribe and get a free limited edition t-shirt. I think we've still got the tactical bag up for sale as well. And like I said earlier, we've got the iodine. We've got the T3 trifecta iodine. We've got the methylene blue. We've got power plant. We've got methyl drive. We've got all the phenomenal apparel. You know what? I didn't wear it today. I'll wear it tomorrow for sure. The new Iran shirt. See if we can find the Iran shirt. Maybe that's in new arrivals where it's got the ticker clock and it's got Iraq, but with the Q halfway up, and then it's got the N coming because it's the forever war. And then you have the 1984 quote of the war is not meant to be won. The war is meant to be continuous. I'm so happy to see the network and Bigley and everybody going in the right direction because this is the future. This shirt absolutely 100% without question is the future. Anyone pushing the uniparty, neocon Zionist talking point of war is good, another war in the Middle East is good, they will be gone in a year and we will still be doing what we are doing right now because we are in the right. And we are anti-war, we are principled, we are pro-America, we are pro-humanity, we are anti-war crime, we are anti-genocide, we are anti-death. And if you want to show people that, if you want to display that, let me tell you right now, there are two classifications of shirt. This is one of the high premium shirts made out of the absolute best fabric. I love it. It's got the special tag on it and everything. You want the Iraq-Iran continuous war shirt, it's available at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm rocking one. I hope to do a video where I can hand a few of these out downtown to people that answer a few of our questions because I think this is a popular sentiment. But just letting you know that's available right now on thealexjonesstore.com. We are about to come back. It's going to be fun. I got topical news. I got statements. I got clips. I got more articles for you. We got more structure and substance coming up. Rex Jones, American Journal. I love you. Okay, I love you so much. I'm in the chair 5 days a week. Catch me next segment.
Here at the InfoWars studio in Austin, Texas, there's not a single desk, workstation, or studio where you can't find a half-empty product from thealexjonesstore.com. That's because we all put our money where our mouth is. And you too can be confident that you're putting into your body the absolute best supplements, nootropics, drink mixes, and tinctures that money can buy. So to all of you who are on the fence about ordering from thealexjonesstore.com, what are you waiting for? And to all of you who've made the commitment, we here at InfoWars salute you, and we'd like to say,
thank you for your support.
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 Thank you for your support at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
First part of the second hour, the first 5 minutes on the breaking news. I talked about it a little bit at the start of the broadcast, at the start of the program, but I'll go ahead and get into it now again. This is from U.S. President Donald Trump. He's threatened widespread destruction of Iran's energy resources and other vital infrastructure, including all, he said all, of their desalinization plants if a deal to end the war with Tehran is not reached shortly. On the ground, the conflict shows no sign of letting up. Tehran has struck a key water and electrical plant in Kuwait, and an oil refinery in Israel has come under attack. Israel and U.S. have launched a new wave of strikes on Iran. Notice how in the article, the thing that comes first, which is Israel and U.S. attacking first, which they always have done, every escalation from Iran has come in response to U.S.-Israeli aggression. Notice how they frame that. Notice how they trick you. And that's how they get the milquetoast people, the people in the middle, the people that are, you know, midwit politically. That's how they get them to be fooled into worshiping their own intelligence and smelling their own farts. Like, we're monitoring the situation. Now, Iran has hit, but Israel and America have hit back hard in response. And that's not the framing. That's not the framing. And you talk to these people and they act like they understand politics. They act like they see things from a lens that you don't see it from. Like, you're just not educated to understand the global system and how it functions and how it performs, young man. And it's like, there is no global system. The global system is called rape. Like the everyone in the world gets raped by everyone in power, and they kill innocent people. They lie about wars. They destroy energy infrastructure. They do propaganda. That's the world. That's the world we live in. So I wanted to point out that key line of propaganda here. And of course, it's in AP. Of course, the Associated Press is laden with propaganda. Trump's new threat in a social media post and earlier comments in an interview with Financial Times suggested that American troops could seize the country's Karg Island oil export hub, highlighted as a frequent tactic. On one hand, he has repeatedly said that talks with Iran are going well, though Tehran denies all negotiation. So you literally can't make this stuff up. And while that's happening, this is also breaking from yesterday, Netanyahu orders military to expand invasion of southern Lebanon, U.S.-Israel war on Iran news from Al Jazeera. Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu has instructed his country's military to further expand invasions of southern Lebanon as regional tensions spike amid the United States-Israeli war. I have just instructed to further expand the existing security buffer zone. More propaganda, more nice words. What's the security buffer zone, you might ask? Well, that's the displacement of over a million Lebanese people. That's the killing of thousands of Lebanese people. That's the destruction of buildings, of homes, of farms, of ranches. Everything in the area, gone. And like I said, they displaced a million people. But don't worry. That's just an existing security buffer zone. We are determined to fundamentally change the situation in the north of Israel by adding more to the north of Israel, by taking southern Lebanon as part of the greater Israel project. Netanyahu said in a video statement from the Northern Command on Sunday, pushing his country's stated bid to replicate the Gaza model of occupation. Netanyahu's announcement came as Israeli forces advanced in multiple areas of southern Lebanon in a concerted push towards the Litani River in a bid to drive out Hezbollah, which entered the broader Iran war in early March with retaliatory attacks on Israel after the killing of Iran's former supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei. One of the Israelis described the development as a big strategic change. Yeah, you think you're going to be able to call up the 425,000 reservists that Netanyahu wants to call up that Smotrich thinks are going to go fight? Newsflash, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. That's not going to be the deal that you get. The tributary they've reached south of Quarna is just a few kilometers and in some places just a few hundred meters from the actual Litani River, he said. So this is going to turn into a big fight based on what we're hearing from Hezbollah. And it already has. They've destroyed 12 tanks so far. That's not a minor number. They've destroyed 12 tanks. I don't even think that includes the armored personnel carriers they've blown up. I believe Bezalel Smotrich, the finance minister, maybe Ben-Gvir is the finance minister, but Smotrich is the one that I believe lost his son already in the war. So these people, you know, you can't say they have no skin in the game. At least these warmongering Israeli Zionist pigs, at least they'll send their own children off to fight and die. But don't worry. Barron Trump is too tall. He's too tall to be in the service, so don't worry about that. Don't mention the people that are like 7 foot that have been in the military. We don't talk about that. Put some skin in the game. That's what we're talking about. More geopolitical news and your calls coming up on the American Journal.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself if you sat on the fence to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there. Ah! Yeah!
Watching The American Journal with Rex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We're flying through space right now, guys. We're on this planet. We're circling the sun, or maybe the sun's circling us. You know, I don't know your persuasion. Maybe you're a flat earther, a cube earther, whatever. We're here on the space-time continuum. I'm continuing to chronicle things to take you on a journey. Let me read you another insane story before I take your calls. And let me tell you right now, when I take your calls, I have a very simple question for today. Are you pro or anti-war, and what is your position and why? We're going to get into that here in a little bit, but I'm going to read this to you real quick. Joseph Schwartz, nursing home owner, pardoned by Trump, owes patient families millions. Another Trump pardon. Nursing home operator Joseph Schwartz was convicted of a $39 million fraud, but President Donald Trump pardoned him just 3 months into a 3-year prison term. A troubling pattern, Schwartz is one of several nursing home operators convicted of crimes who were granted clemency by Trump. So we hear this talk of the Biden and the auto pen and the corruption and the Hunter Biden, all of it. If we wanted to complain, we did complain, rightfully so, if we wanted to be outraged about Hunter Biden and the laptop and Burisma oil and all of it, you've got to also be totally outraged by this. I mean, this is just insane. Devastated families. The families of some patients in Schwartz's nursing homes have been awarded millions of dollars from lawsuits, but they haven't been able to collect from him. These highlights are written by reporters and editors who worked on the story. Doris Colson remained spirited even as her illness progressed, watching cooking shows on TV, crossword puzzles, and wheeling herself down the hallways of her nursing home. When her granddaughter came to visit, Colson had been admitted to Hillview Post-Acute Rehabilitation Center in Little Rock, Arkansas in January 2016 after Parkinson's disease left her at risk for choking when she swallowed. That April, the facility's operations were taken over by Skyline Healthcare, a New Jersey-based company that was buying up nursing homes around the country. Medical records for the retired cardiac nurse, then 71, were marked NPO, nothing by mouth. Then that September, a nursing assistant found Colson – this is so horrible – unresponsive and hanging off the side of her bed, her skin ashy and breathing shallow. She was taken to the hospital in a coma and died several days later. The chief cause of death was aspiration pneumonia, according to her death certificate. The doctors say they found scrambled eggs in her lungs. So this person or their organization or whatever, pure speculation, legally protect myself. This person kills grandma and they get a pardon from Trump. And we get another forever war. And you see how the priorities are for the criminals, for the warmongers, for the foreign people. I've got a whole nother video in D.C. where they're like waving the Iranian flag. Like, screw your Iranian flag. I wanted to say F it, but I can't because we're on radio and TV right now. I don't care. Why are you waving your damn foreign flag in my country? It's the same exact thing. Okay, it's the same exact thing as I lost my train of thought there. It doesn't really matter. But the doctors say they found scrambled eggs in her lungs. Colson's death and the circumstances surrounding it led her family to file a lawsuit against Skyline and its owner, the New Jersey businessman Joseph Schwartz, alleging that the cost cutting at Hillview left Colson without the care she needed. It was one of several lawsuits tied to patient outcomes as Schwartz's empire expanded and then unraveled, with much of the chain collapsing in 2018. This is what I was going to say. In the same way that these people get prioritized, this scammer, this thief, this person that hurts grandma ultimately gets rewarded by the administration. People with foreign flags get rewarded. If you got a Mexican flag, you got all flags you want. You can have anything you want. Just not the American flag, not the American people. We cannot ever prioritize them. Schwartz didn't contest the case, and a judge in 2020 awarded nearly $19 million in damages. Colson's family has never been able to collect. Schwartz had, by that time, relinquished all of his property in Arkansas, so he cut and run. So there was nothing left in state for the family's lawyer to try to seize, nor was there enough information about assets he may hold in other cases. Schwartz just served 3 months. In November, Trump granted him a full pardon, not even a clemency, negating his criminal conviction, part of a series of clemency decisions in the president's second term that have benefited well-connected defendants, including political allies with access to the White House and individuals like Schwartz, who has spent heavily on lobbyists. It's like my co-host Tim Tompkins says, it's the have-nots versus the have-yachts, and this is always the case. They don't prioritize you. They don't prioritize our country. So why would any of these wars that we embark on, these wars we fight for other people, why would any of them serve the interest of our country? And we watched Adam Sosnick give the example of, like, well, America's my mom, but Israel's my grandma. So, of course, if it's a life or death situation, I'm going to choose my mom over my grandma. But Dave Smith made the excellent point. What if it's not a life or death situation? What if it's just a daily type of decision? If you have a loaf of bread, you're going to give mom half and you're going to give grandma half. But guess what? She ain't our grandma, bro. She ain't our grandma. You're adopted and it's weird and you got to stop. So, like, we're seeing this more and more. This guy gets pardoned. The Honduran guy, the Honduran ex-president or whatever that was convicted of the cocaine smuggling. It was like 400 plus tons of it or whatever. One of the biggest cases ever. He got a pardon. Everyone gets a pardon except you. You don't get a pardon from your taxes. You don't get a Doge dividend. You don't get to have your son here at home who's enlisted. He goes off to fight a war. You're in debt. You have to use Klarna to pay for your mattress. So with all that being said, I want to ask the callers a question. I want to read out the number. I want to hear from you. Are you pro or anti-war? And why? What is your rationale for having the stance that you have relating to armed conflict? When does it benefit America? When does it not benefit America? What's going on right now? Are you pro or anti-war? Not just Iran war, war in general. And the number to call is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. I'll read it one more time. 1-877-789-2539. You'd think after reading it so many times, I would have it memorized. No, you're wrong. I still have to read it. So yeah, call 1-877-789-2539 and let's discuss this. Because for me, and I was talking about this earlier, when I watch a video of a Ukrainian FPV drone or a Russian FPV drone, doesn't matter what the site is, okay, let's just take all that out of it. When I see a video of a drone terrorizing someone, when I see a video of tents being bombed, of a war crime being committed, whatever it is, I have a visceral reaction, a visceral response. I hate it. I hate it. I want it gone. I want the people responsible punished. I want it out of my world. And people, especially older people, will laugh at me and say, you just don't know how the world works. You know, sometimes we got to go over there and kill the guy that's causing the problem, that's causing all the trouble. And my response to those people is, how the hell has that ever worked out? Can you point to one example that we've ever done where we've made the world better instead of worse? Oh, let's take a look at Libya. Oh, we had to kill Gaddafi. We had to stick a bayonet up his butt, which is how he died. Hillary Clinton said he died, mocking or quoting Julius Caesar in response to Gaddafi. Gaddafi had the highest standard of living in Africa. for his citizens. And now where they have open air slave markets, okay? You look at our involvement in the Middle East, look at our involvement in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Iran now to this day. Literally people climbing onto and falling off of planes trying to leave Afghanistan after our disastrous pullout after a 20-year failed war in the Middle East. And of course what happens? The Taliban took over the country in like a week. When we leave, when we stop spending the billions of dollars it takes to decapitate these people, we leave a power vacuum and then someone else comes in and that someone else is either a terrorist or the terrorist state of Israel. And look at this. People are like, he's a dictator. Well, he had aura. He had aura. He was based. He's a killer, but everybody's a killer, right? Point to me and show me one person that's not a killer. Trump killed 180 elementary school kids and their teachers in a school. So, oh, Gaddafi's so bad. Gaddafi's so bad. Well, fun fact about Gaddafi. Gaddafi invited like 100 prostitutes into a lecture hall and then taught them about his religion, taught them about Islam for 2 hours. Even if you're not a Muslim or whatever, and I'm certainly not, that is kind of cool. Okay, but that's the person that we have to kill. And there's interesting rumblings of this. And you see this story repeat itself time after time after time where we put someone in power to wage a conflict or take over a country. They get put in power. They're a religious radical. They're a terrorist or whatever. We have to take them out because they're a religious radical or a terrorist. We saw this with Saddam Hussein. Of course, we backed Saddam Hussein. We gave him the means to make chemical weapons in his war against Iran, where he killed hundreds of thousands of Iranians with chemical weapons, World War I style combat. And then we go, oh, Saddam's evil. He has weapons of mass destruction that we gave him. We have to go take him out. And now you see with Julani, you see with al-Julani, the former, or al-Shara, I should say, because he's changed his name, the former head of al-Qaeda in Syria, that guy is next on the chopping block. Netanyahu's saying he's got a problem with him, that he doesn't like him. The Israelis are signaling. And all of a sudden, the guy that was at the White House 2 or 3 months ago shaking hands with Trump, he's on a rather shaky footing because their mission is to not have any stable states in the Middle East. It'll all be run by warlords. It'll all be run by crime, much like Africa and the gold and tantalum and lithium and cobalt trade. It'll all be gang lords running it. So what do you think? Are you pro or anti-war? Let's see if we got callers on the board. Let's see what we got cooking. Can you smell what the rock is cooking? I love the crew. The crew is the best. The crew is amazing. The crew is so awesome. I love the crew. Let's talk to Perry in New York City, and let's keep these calls shorter. Perry, what's on your mind, pro or anti-war?
Yes, Trump has become Little Marco.
Yes.
And this is the thing. The war is totally illegal.
Yes.
And why don't they send Israeli troops instead of our troops?
Yes.
I don't hear anyone saying that. People are afraid to say that. I'm not.
Yeah, well, I mean, the IDF has never fought with us in any conflict. Why would they? We just do what they say anyway. And you think about that, that's so extreme. The only area where they've helped us is in the Air Force. They helped us drop bombs on civilians in Iran. So one more thought, sir. What's your take on that?
Yeah, well, all I know is I'm hearing that people are breaking their legs on the boats, on the ships that we have in the sea there, that they don't want to fight for Israel. And I hear they're breaking their legs and arms in the places where they'll heal good to get out of going to fight, wow, potentially.
What's your source for that?
I have people that have connections in Europe. I watch 15 channels of 15 news channels, all right, in English from Europe. And it's on there, too. They talk about it. Al Jazeera, TRT, Russian TV, BBC, I don't care for so much, Euronews. There's a whole bunch in English that you go to CNN, MSNBC, nothing. You don't hear anything. So when I tell people the truth, when I walk around, I shop, where'd you hear that? And I've told that to Alex and Scheuer and all of them. I'm going to write a book before I die. Where did you hear that?
Well, thank you for your call. I really appreciate it. Okay. Awesome points. I totally agree.
Hey, you know, I've been out of town. I don't even know your name. What's your name?
Rex. Rex Jones.
Hey, Rex. Okay, thanks, Rex. Next time I'll know.
Thank
okay,
you very bye-bye. Much, Perry. I appreciate you. Let's go to Tim in Seattle.
Okay.
Howdy, Tim. Are you on the air?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Why are you anti-war?
I'm anti-war because I've watched the United States basically fall apart since 9/11. It's been nothing but a disaster after disaster, and I don't even recognize the country anymore. I really don't. I don't recognize its people. Right. I don't recognize the foreigners. I don't recognize the politicians. I mean, it's basically incredibly corrupt, and I would like to say for certain that Barron Trump, Donald Trump Jr., and Eric Trump should all enlist in the military today.
Yes.
We shouldn't have this this system, but we do, and it's embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing that we're ruled by pedophile sycophants and worse. So I'm totally anti-war. I am for a peaceful revolution. I think that the United States, we the people, should be throwing all of our tech and our devices in the harbor at a certain point, because that's where, you know, where they're leading us. It's not a mystery anymore.
Very
so,
true.
Definitely anti-war.
Very, 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 very true. Really agree. Phenomenal points. Thank you, Tim. Let's go to Judy in Florida.
Hi, Rex.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. Just a quick note on Gaddafi also. I don't lionize him, but at the same time, I know that he had a bunch of gold stolen from him.
Yes.
When he was killed, like 440 tons. He wanted a gold-backed dinar.
Yes.
And he also had the man-made river project, which I think got blown up, which was like the
yes.
one of the seven man-made wonders of the world. But be that as it may, I'm very anti-war. And you were talking about pardons that Trump gave. And I met Stuart Rhodes in Missouri. I also got to see Joe Biggs the prior march before the 6th. And both of these men have not received full pardons because they're leaders. And also the fact that, you know, if you have a felony on your record, what that means to you.
Right.
And it's you know, you tell me the reasoning behind that because I don't understand it. But what I will say about, and of course I'm anti-war, anybody sane is the fact that COVID was like the opening salvo so they could see what they could get away with.
Well, to touch on your point, and I totally agree with what you're saying about COVID. To touch on your point earlier, yeah, we're not lionizing anybody. Ultimately, there are no heroes and villains. Everybody's bad at a certain level. If you're running a government and you're having to make these decisions, it's the classic Trump quote of like, you think you're so innocent when the 60 Minutes reporter is talking about Putin. The point is, we don't have the moral or legal or just foundational authority. We're not good enough people to ultimately go around and play world policeman. We kill these people and then literal monsters take over their countries after they're gone. So thank you very much, Judy, for the call.
Can I please bring up one other point? Just one other?
Sure. We got to keep it quick because I got to get through calls here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I understand. A Christian-based either republic or monarchy is what the answer is going to be if we're serious people at all. We build a parallel government and then we remove the criminals because they're all criminals. If we don't have a Christian basis, not Judeo, a Christian basis, then we're lost anyway. Or we're just, you know, we have to talk about where we are in the book of Revelation. It's one of the two. If you want to be serious, but that's just my perspective.
Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Judy. Excellent points. Let's go to Baker in California. Anti-war, where all the power vacuum is going. What's on your mind?
Yo, Rex. Yeah, dude. So, like, everything you've been talking about with all the different proxy groups that we've been funding and stuff, I'm thinking, okay, Israel's moving into Lebanon.
Yep.
They want to run the corridor that runs between Iraq and Syria through Iran. But then all these groups that we've been creating, I think eventually they're going to want us to go to war with them again. I mean, it's really about Iraq and Syria. Israel's obsessed with taking that. So Iran, I think, is just the beginning. It's going to get a lot of us killed. Dude, there's people that are so delusional to think we're going to go in there. It's going to be a special operation. I'm like, dude.
It's so insane. Dude,
the
special force is going to be able to get it done. It's like, it's a country of 92 million people with a million man army. They've been prepping for this since 9/11. Like, people think this is somehow like, on the internet, people are proud of their ignorance, and it's this, that same thing where, like, the left can't meme. You now see it on the quote-unquote right as well. Like, these people are brain dead, man.
Yeah, and I think so. I think Iraq and Syria is still going to be a battleground. Like, what is Israel's goal with Iran? Is it really Iran, or is it about Iraq and Syria? That's what I think. So,
well, it's about the Greater Israel Project, and Iran is ultimately not the Greater Israel Project, but its proxies, the groups that it funds, resist the Greater Israel Project, and of course, that's why Hezbollah is evil and must be defeated, and that's why the Palestinians are evil and must be defeated, is because if they exist, Israel's new state, its new hegemonic empire in the region can't exist.
Yeah, and you know how we talk about these proxy groups? The main people, they don't even know. They think Iran funds terrorists. I'm like, well, guess what, people? We've been doing it. We all know this, but you got to understand, we have to get that to the masses. Then they'll understand, like, oh, crap, this is evil.
You know what a good meme of it would be? Where you have two Pokemon trainers, and then the U.S. throws out the ball, and it's Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and then the Iranians throw out the ball, and it's Hezbollah and Hamas. That's what it is.
Yeah, they keep the streets clean in Lebanon and the lights on. Oh, they're so bad.
Yeah. Got anything else?
Oh, cool. No, I'm kind of on the spot right now.
I love it, brother. Thank you for calling in. Please call again. I'm going to go ahead and get through the list. Baker in California, really appreciate that. Laster, maybe that's Lester in West Virginia. Maybe I'm saying your name wrong. Correct me, brother. Mixed opinion, anti-some, pro-other. Let's see what you got to say.
Lester in West Virginia. Thanks for bunch, Rick.
Of course.
Okay. I'm anti the Iran war because that's outside of our privy. We don't need to be Israel's cannon or gun.
Yes.
I mean, we just don't need to be. I'm pro if it's in our hemisphere. Okay.
Understandable.
Now, Mexico, we're dealing with the unstable Mexico that's sending fentanyl and trafficking children.
That's right.
We need to get down there, remove the cartels, and get that place straightened out.
Yep.
There you go.
And I totally agree. And you see right there, that's a reasonable take, a reasonable position. Hey, if we have the ability to spend a quarter trillion on this war thousands of miles away, we couldn't spend it on our hemisphere to make our reality materially better, to take out these actual drug cartels. And we talk about the Venezuela invasion or the Venezuela operation. The real one that needs to go on needs to happen in Mexico. And you're 100% right about that. I think that's clear and obvious. We may not totally agree on everything when it comes to military operations. Like, I was against the Venezuela one. I think Mexico makes a lot of sense of what's gone on there. But ultimately, that's it. That's a logical position to have. I agree with some elements of it, disagree with others. Thank you, Lester, for the call. Let's go to 2V in Israel, in field with sheep. Are you for real? He wants to correct my anti-Semitism. Uh-oh.
Yeah, Rex, I am a shepherd in Hebron. I basically shepherd outside the Cave of the Patriarchs, which is Abraham and the rest of his family. You and Harrison are anti-Semitic. You're against the land of Israel that was bequeathed from God to Abraham, to the 12 tribes of Israel. Gaza is basically occupied by one of the tribes of Israel, of the 12 tribes of Israel. You're anti-Torah? You're anti-God? There is no other testament. There's one testament. It's called Torah. The Jews were taken out of Egypt from God. Archaeologically, it's sought out. Archaeologically, there's evidence of God taking
Well, we have
the
a
Jews
different religion, my friend. I'm a Christian.
There
I subscribe
no
to the New
religion.
Testament. Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of the
up.
Old
no,
Testament. No matter how much you hate
up.
It and rail against it, there will be no third temple. Not one stone will stand upon another,
there
all of that.
Be.
So Abraham, his covenant, his seed is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Your covenant is dead. It's gone. The state of Israel is
it's
a Zionist
a
British creation.
Torah was from Har Sinai, Rex. Moses, who was Tuvia, went up, talked to God on Mount, what is Har Sinai, okay, and God talked to the world. You heard God talk, okay, because you were in your soul, not your body. And what you believe is Jesus Christ. Go to the biblical codes of what is
Yeah, see, you're not a Christian. We have different theology. This is like talking to a Muslim about Allah, and then a Muslim says Allah has no sons. We have different theology, bro. Different
Rex,
theology. You
Israelite.
Have the Zionist Scofield Bible theology. I have the Christian theology. So that this is
Look,
where the...
I'm an Israelite. I'm an Israelite that was brought out from my forefathers out of Egypt and brought and diasporized around the world. Look.
And we got to give you billions of dollars. We understand. Such a sad story. We have to give you billions. Yes.
Go read the story. Why don't you talk about the 12 tribes of Israel? Why do you talk about that?
How is that relevant to the elementary school we just blew up? How is that relevant to the war?
Ask your viewers, ask leadership, about the 12 tribes of Israel. Ask them about the Exodus of Egypt. Read Genesis. Read Genesis over. Rex, you are anti-Torah, anti-God, and you're making everybody anti-God.
Is it okay to bomb Palestinians? Is it okay to bomb kids and women and children? Is that all right?
First of all, if you want to talk
about
the story
of... Can't answer the question. Can't do it. It's impossible. We'll be right back.
Give me an opportunity.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it. I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62, that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this hazard put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world, has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your doc chamber's on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on this since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. With this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theolivestore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theolivestore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, theolivestore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, the methylene blue, and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
We're coming back into it now. Going to ring out with the rest of y'all's calls through the remainder of the hour. We're going to continue our conversation with Tuvi, the Israeli in the field with sheep. Do you believe in the Greater Israel Project? Is that a part of your theology?
No, I know that the Torah is correct. I believe in Genesis, okay? Mm-hmm. I believe in Exodus. I believe in the five books of what is Moses. That's what I believe. I believe in God, dude. Not like somebody who says that man is a God. I believe
you
that
deny
God
Christ.
Who is
you deny the fulfillment
God.
Of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob, of Moses, you of David, of the seed of David.
Jesus
you deny
Christ
it.
Jesus Christ was in the biblical code. He talked to Matthias Yahu-Glaser and said, I'm not denying Jesus exists.
You're denying him as God. You're denying God. You're talking about God, but you deny him. How does that work?
Correct. I am denying that a man is a God.
Yes, you deny Christ.
That is correct. No, I'm denying that man is a God.
You're denying Jesus Christ. You see, in our Christian values in the West, this matters to us. You should crawl on your belly and be grateful for the billions you get. Do you understand that?
Look, I don't get billions. I'm a shepherd. I walk the fields of Hebron. I make a minimum salary.
The missile defense that keeps your artificial state in power is paid for by us. You do understand that, correct?
It's not an artificial state. The land is bequeathed from God to the children of Israel. It is the land. It has nothing to do with government. It has to do with the land. The land is holy. The land can never be taken away from the Israelite people. It was a covenant.
Theocracy. Sounds like we're going to war with Iran because of the theocracy. Sounds like you live in a theocracy. What's up with that?
I think you should read Constantinople of, like, what is the Philistines? What do you think of that, Rex?
I'm going to go into it a little
what
bit.
What do you read about? You
educate.
Don't know about Constantinople?
Educate.
No, let your father educate you. Let your father stop treating you like an uneducated individual.
It's just all ad hominem. You throw out a word. Of course I know about the Byzantine Empire. Oh, Constantine, whatever. You're a Zionist. You support apartheid. You live in an apartheid state.
I support the land. I support God. I support what is the five books of Moses. And I support the land of Israel.
What about Kabbalah? What about the Talmud? What are your thoughts on that?
The Torah is always going to be the Torah. You have to start reading the Torah.
No, I just asked you a question. What about the Talmud? What about Jesus in the boiling egg? What do you think about that?
Rex, when was the last time you read the Torah?
When was the last time I read the Bible?
Not the Bible, the Torah.
The Torah is in the Bible because we take it all together.
No,
you pick and choose your Old Testament, your dead tradition.
There's no testaments. There's one Torah. Rex, what
not
was
true.
The last time?
Yeah, This is like talking to a Muslim. Do you support Israel's actions in Palestine and Gaza? Do you support the bombing of women and children?
I support what is Moses going to Mount Sinai and talking to God.
That's not an answer. Get him off the phone. You're wasting my time. Bye-bye. Bye-bye with you. Away with you. Let's go to James in Oregon. Anti-war. We can't start fruitless wars. James, what's on your mind?
I was just thinking that pretty much I don't want to see us in another country as long as we don't have oil to support ourselves. Like, why would we cut off our own legs and pretend like it's somebody
absolutely
else's fault?
Well, I just had that caller on, and he's talking to me about the Torah and about Israel being promised to them. And you see, that's why we have to go fight these wars. That's why we got to spend tens, hundreds of billions of dollars. That's why Americans have to die. I mean, that guy on the phone, the arrogance, I'm thinking about the 13 Americans killed so far. For his little storybook narrative, what do you think about that?
Well, I think about the fact that they're programmed from birth and have to be, like, indoctrinated into all their synagogues and whatnot, where they're, like, forced into that ideology. Like, look at New Jersey right now. Like, they have a whole township there that is just studying the Torah all day long. So, like, that's their modus operandi of laziness and being a parasitic leech onto the rest of the world.
Well, it's not a nice thing to kill civilians and then say that God gives you the right to do it. I got a real moral problem with that. You talked about the resource problem, about us getting in these conflicts and it costing us, it costs us more than we gain. Like, we're not even in it to take Iran's resources. We're in it to give them to Israel. It's not even for us.
Yeah, like, it's especially just heinous on both ends of it because Israel is just trying to get us into more conflict so that we can create their third world war, and then they can come out on top of it with China as a mass manufacturer. But I think the long run here is, like, we need to just regain our independence and refine our own oil, and then you can go out.
That's right. And you see, here's the radical solution we want. We just want separation and freedom. Like, we're not asking for anything bad to happen to anybody. We're not asking for any punitive damages or anything like that. We just want to be gone, and we don't want to pay for it anymore. And spoiler alert, when that happens, it all disappears. It all just evaporates into thin air. I think that's what we're all upset about. That's why we demand change. Thank you, James, in Oregon. Let's go to Ben in Indiana. Ben in Indiana, why are you anti-war?
Good morning, Rex. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Really good. Happy Holy Week. I'm Orthodox, Greek Orthodox, so I got a little bit longer to that. But I'm really happy with your just calm and composure to deal with that guy from Israel. You know, that's why I'm anti-war. You know, for them, you know, like Lester said, I'm going to be with Lester from West Virginia. But I'm just tired of this blindness where they go, oh, the children of Israel. You guys denied your claim to be the chosen people once you denied Jesus, you know, and everybody's, oh, we got to, if you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. Like, he means you and I, followers of Christ, okay? Like you said, he fulfilled the Abraham with dying on the cross for us.
Yes.
And you got these blind people that go, oh, well, you know, I'm like, how can you be Israel when it wasn't even started until 1948 by the Rothschild?
Here's the thing. How in the hell are we supposed to honor some sort of biblical covenant to give these people a state in the modern age when that biblical covenant was fulfilled 2,000 years ago? And this is the thing. You talk to them, and like he denied Christ. Like I asked him openly. I was like, do you deny that Jesus is God? And he's like, yes. Like he's a person. I'm not denying he's a person, but he's not God. You come on an American political platform, and you're like, oh, like I'm the moral person from Israel. I'm going to show you right and wrong, and then you deny our God.
Exactly. You know, and they sit here and like, oh they're our greatest allies. Okay, what they did with the Church of Holy Sepulchre and not allowing that the Latin, I don't want to murder his, you know, name, the Latin
Pizzaballa,
priest that goes
yes.
there.
Yeah.
Pizzaballa, okay. How can we sit here and say they're our greatest allies when they sit here and constantly disrespect our faith, they spit at us in the Holy Land, you know, and they're sitting here committing genocide. That's why, like, okay, I'm Greek Orthodox. I'm not Greek, but my wife is. Okay, it's the same thing with the Turks. They don't allow in Israel and in Turkey for Ancestry.com. Why can't you prove that you're actually come from the tribes of Israel?
Because the real people, the real descendants of the tribes of Israel, the real descendants of the people that have been on that land for thousands of years are the people they bomb and kill. That's the dirty little secret.
You know, and they say, oh, well, Jesus was a Jew. No, there's some speculation that he was actually Armenian. So, yeah, I'm just so sad. Tired of this blindness from people there. Oh, we got to do what Israel says, and oh, Trump would never lie. He's lied to us multiple times. You know, I voted for Trump, and I you know, I don't regret it because, you know, I wouldn't have wanted Kamala, probably the same thing, to where, you know, my kids are going to be trans. You know, it's just, I'm very thankful for you, Rex. You know, I started watching Gray Area last night as well, so I'm just, God bless you and Tim, and God bless InfoWars. You guys have been amazing, you know, and then I just one recommendation. I think you guys should get Sam Tripoli back on. I think he's amazing as well. So
phenomenal.
Thank you so much for all that you do, and God bless you guys. Have a happy Easter.
Thank you so much, brother. God bless. Ben in Indiana, great call. Let's go to Clown Car in New York. He wants the wars to continue. It's the only way to peace. Let's break it down.
Captain Clown Car, Reporter of Duty, Rex, sir. And you're doing a bang-up job, and I'm so glad you went back to that guy after the commercial. I mean, you know, you get into arguments with people sometimes, and it just seems so one-sided. So I think we need to break the walls down. I think we need to really have this war, world war, just so we can get back to the peace part. I mean, it reminds me of the part in, where the apes, Planet of the Apes come back in the Statue of Liberty, you know, in the sand. And he's like, really, what happened here, you know? And I believe that's probably the evolution of mankind, either transhuman or... we go back to being,
Well, you're touching on something real here, and stay on the line. We'll talk about this a little bit. This is what I often talk about when it comes to the crash. Cause like We don't want the crash to come. The crash will kill people, starve people, hurt people, whatever. But if the crash doesn't come soon enough, then you have the rise of the techno-feudalism and the AI robots and the Optimus robot, the Terminator scenario in real life in 10 to 20 years. So maybe a decision has been made by some faction of the global elites that they have to rip the Band-Aid off now. They have to start the World War III or World War IV, as my dad would call it, now. I tend to think that that is kind of correct. What do you think about that?
I mean, you saw the other day Melania Trump march out a robot, and the robot basically said they're going to take over the education system of America. Therefore, no more, free thinking, free will, whatever science you had before is only the science that AI says it is. So I think we're headed towards the robots will kill.
Yes. Yes, I think you're right about that. Anything you want to say in closing? Always great to hear from you, Clown Car. That's right. That's right. That's right. Freedom! Let's go. Sorry to yell into the thing as you're driving and listening to me. Just forgive me. And okay. Please don't turn off the radio. Love you, Clown Car. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Forest in Minnesota. Anti-war, 0 point energy. Okay.
Yes. Hey, Rex. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Hey. Yes, I'm anti-war. The thing that I'm not hearing from anybody is that we have all this great mind power and all these this great ability to create destructiveness. When it was like your dad likes to talk about broad spectrum analysis, what would man be like if we used all that power, our mind power and our thoughts to think positive.
Yes. Yes. And here's the thing. People will hear what you're saying and they will discount it and they'll kind of scoff at it and they'll say, isn't that nice? He wants to worry about curing cancer and solving world hunger when we have these missile systems. And people need to realize, and I think we're going to get closer and closer to it as time goes by, as things get worse and worse. We've all got to adopt your position because that's the human position, man. Every time I see one of these drones, I want to cry because the time they spent working on that, they could have used to clean the ocean or feed little kids or stop bombs or whatever. I totally right there with you.
Yes. Yes. And I believe that mankind is going to reach that point, and it's going to be through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
When Jesus back to earth, and the Bible says that he is going to rule. It's just going to be Jesus' influence on earth, and Satan will be bound. Then we'll get to see, okay, this is what man should have been living like.
Yeah, it is a giant mess of demonic influence, and like we frankly see that everywhere, but especially with these world leaders that worship death. And I think you can't divorce any of this from the spiritual aspect, because the spiritual aspect is what makes all of this real. When we look at our world leaders and they lie all the time, they cheat all the time, they steal all the time, they murder all the time, those are the passions. You know, that's envy, gluttony, sloth, lust, pride, wrath. I mean, it's everything, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's crazy what in the book of Enoch, if you go down that rabbit hole, these are all things that the angels taught us that we weren't supposed to know, but that they taught us like how to act like that, you know, how to think like that. And because it's leading to our self-destruction when we choose it, because hell is not meant for man. We are not going to rule in hell. I hear these Satanists say, oh, I'm going to go rule in hell. No, you're not.
Well, what did Anton LaVey say on his deathbed? He goes, if something's wrong, it's very dark, it's very dark, and then he dies. And all these people that think that they can take power somehow, evil is by its nature a broken system. That's what evil is. Evil is corruption and decay. Because a normal system, it reproduces itself and then it dies. Evil is a twisted, bastardized thing that cannot create. And that's
no.
what they've chosen.
No, and that's why Jesus is completely the opposite. Life, everything comes through him. The Bible says that he created everything.
Yes.
So that's Jesus's mind. That's just part of his mind, is everything that we see. And it's so amazing. It's so beautiful. And I'm looking forward to the time where it's not just Jesus thinking like that. It's all of us together. What is the world going to be like then? Let's try to think about that instead of this war and death and, oh, we got to die again and we got to die for this reason and that. Okay, we know that now. It's in the broad spectrum analysis, but let's choose life. Let's choose light. Let's choose the love and the regeneration and going to the stars.
I totally agree. And that's the pro-human message. I really appreciate you, Forrest. And I agree with you a lot. I got to take other callers. Thank you so much. Let's go to Chad in Minnesota. Chad, anti-war, we got to worry about ourselves. Totally agree.
Good morning, Rex. Good to talk to you.
Morning.
Yeah, probably the last two calls. Kind of the point that I'm trying to make here is that we're trying to bridge a gap or bring what we want as human beings and just on a level of good versus evil and trying to get where we are peaceful and have technologies and we're not lying through, okay, well, let's get back to stealing secrets like the CIA director. And, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, we're just lying. I mean, Gulf of Tonkin, weapons of mass destruction, Pearl Harbor. I mean, all this stuff gets into resources, power, control. And what, you know, it also talked about with Clown Car is the fact that, you know, are we going into this kind of American gods situation where we're going to be, you know, all of a sudden we're going to be under the control of a technocrat, you know, and just passing on that tradition of this type of control. It's good versus evil. We need to defend our own. We need to separate from all of this foreign entanglement because it gets into that call that you had previously where, no, I'm right. No, I'm right. And I'm just, you know, and it's like telling us that, hey, we're not, that's not our path. That's not where we foresee ourselves going. We want to be peaceful.
Right.
We want to take care of our own. And we have a war above our heads every day with spraying of chemicals that they lie about and don't tell us anything and give us this gaslighting.
Nothing can ever be done about the chemtrails. Nothing can ever be done about the aluminum or the weather modification or the pesticide in our food or the glyphosate or any of it because it's too expensive. It's too hard. It's too difficult. It would require meetings. You know, doesn't require meetings. We go to full and total war and are going to spend another $250 billion plus on it because that's just something that they get to do. They don't have to worry about that. But all these other things that we want, like protecting our food and water, protecting our environment, stuff we talked about for decades. We finally thought we had Robert Kennedy. We thought we had an administration that cares about it. Boom, glyphosate protected. Glyphosate is not a national defense, national security item. Glyphosate is used to dry 3% of the wheat in America, but it's also used on 1/3 of all fields, okay? And this is just something that Kennedy, you know, he just won a $270 million lawsuit proving it caused cancer against Monsanto. But then now that he's in office, he's got to carry water for it, and they've all got to carry water for the war. When it comes down to it, what you were saying earlier about like how we get to this point, we live in peace and we're proud to be peaceful and the violence around the world stops. I think it stops with everybody seeing the reality of war. And that's why I think the cell phone is truly a double-edged sword because yes, is it the greatest control mechanism for human behavior ever devised? Probably so. But it's also the greatest disseminator of information ever devised. And now that everyone's seen these videos, everyone's seen the maimed children, the exploded schools and hospitals, the burned tents, the father taking their son or daughter or child or wife out of the rubble. Now that we've all seen this, we're all going to rise up and peacefully, politically, and lawfully be against it. And I think getting to a point where we're proud to be peaceful, we're proud to be anti-war, we're brave in that. I think we've got to start embracing the valor of that position and the honor of that position because we're not peaceniks. We're not hippies. We're people that hate war. I hate war. I hate conflict. I hate seeing people die. Don't you?
100%, and it's going to be a human miracle that will be the awakening, and there's going to be sacrifice. But let's go through this so we can get to the other side and break this continuum of, well, we just need to do this war thing, and then we're going to pull out, and then we're going to, you know what, and then we're going to spend how much money? How much money have we wasted
right
on just foreign entanglement, and it's all about resources. Then the other thing is the lies. You can't sit here and tell me that that's okay. Well, it's war, so we can lie, and we have intelligence, so we can lie, so we can get but ahead of people and then always be ahead.
But it's not a war. Shut up. It's a special military operation. I am the peace president. Yes. Excellent. Thank you very much, Chad, for the call. I want to go to Jesse. Been holding for quite some time. Jesse, you're on the air.
Hi, Rex. Great job that you're doing, sir.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say this all reminds me of back in the 2000s after 9/11. And I just wanted the crowd to watch a video called This Land Is My Land. It's an old cartoon about Israel in the Middle East fighting this war. And so there's just death. There's a death cult. And I voted for Trump. And now I'm just like upset because it's just a psyop. Trump is just another psyop. He's a golem for Israel. And that's all I got to say. I love
it, it's tough to have to come to terms with it, but that's the situation in which we find ourselves. And all we ever wanted was America first. We thought that's what we were getting. We thought we were getting America first. We thought we were getting peace through strength. We thought we were getting low prices, low inflation, all of it. And all you had to do, if you're Trump, all you had to do, Trump, is just win and do a good job. And he chose to do the opposite of that. And he consciously chose to do that because all these decisions that he's recently made to benefit foreign interests over our own, they don't do anything for us in the short or in the long term. In fact, we're having to reverse like a decades long policy of trying to sanction and subjugate Russia. They're selling all their oil without sanctions now because we messed up, and they like to pretend that they have a grand plan. They have a grand system. Their grand plan is to do whatever Israel tells them to do. So thank you very much for the call, Jesse. Let's go to Kyle in Michigan, also been holding quite some time. Anti-war.
Yes, sir. Very anti-war. And, as someone who's descendant of both William Wallace and one of the most prominent generals of World War II, I do have one question for you. What is it good for? When in the last decades, centuries, millennia, when have these wars ever done us any good? When have these wars, whether they be American wars, European wars, Asian wars, African wars, Middle Eastern wars, who have they benefited?
Well, Jesus says,
Zionists and Babylonian sorcerers have benefited.
Yes. Jesus says that there's no greater love than to lay one's life down for one's friends. Right. So that's what I would say a justified war is. If you're attacked, if it's an illegal war of aggression, like what we're doing to Iran, Iran has the right under international law and the moral framework of society and just the planet in general to retaliate. So like that's what I would call a justified conflict, is one where there is an aggressor that initially aggresses illegally on another party, and that other party, the state, in order to lay its life down for its citizens, it has to engage in armed combat. That's what I would say a justified war is. I would say most, if not all, wars fought over the past 400, 500 years have been demonic, satanic, and evil.
Absolutely, and that is the war that we're facing. The spiritual warfare is the real war. That is the war of powers and principalities that we face each and every day.
Yes.
Against these demonic entities, against these
the powers of the air. Yes, indeed. Well, thank you very much for your call. We got two more calls left on the board. I'm going to take those at the beginning of the next hour, and then we're going to roll into the third hour before the Alex Jones show. My dad's got a big show planned for you guys. You want to catch that at 11 a.m. And I want to remind you, if you want the highest quality products, you want the highest quality t-shirts, apparel, whatever you want, thealexjonesstore.com is the place to get it. Let's see if we can throw that Iran war shirt up there again. I want to generate some sales. If you want to support this operation, if you want badass merch. Let me tell you, I was rocking the Iran war shirt. I was rocking it at Best Buy. I was rocking it at the juice shop. I was rocking it, talking to some ladies about it. Ladies are anti-war. Who would have thought? It would have expected? You want to impress some smart anti-war chicks? You want to make a statement when you go to the boomer nursing home? Whatever you want to do, get the Iran meant to be continuous Orwellian war shirt. It supports the operation. It's a phenomenal quality. It's really like the best. I think that they are, this is the premium line of shirts. You're going to want to get it. Also, methylene blue, iodine, subscribe and save, get any product and get a free limited edition t-shirt. The war is not meant to be won. It is meant to be continuous. Rex Jones here, American Journal. We're about to be right back with some more calls.
Let me do this. The folks at Bigley, about 7-8 months ago, came out with this top-of-the-line Faraday cage backpack with all these special pockets, super high quality. I'd previously bought a bag for myself personally like this, similar brand, for $500. The problem was they only got 500 of these. Well, guess what? They got a couple thousand of them finally in. It took 7-8 months. It's a $600 value, just the bag, for $249. But guess what comes in it? America First Faraday bag, America First Tactical Trench Knife. It's badass. America First T-shirt, MK Ultra Atomic Defense Supplements, Shilajit Gummy, Shilajit Capsules, Irish Sea Moss Capsules, Warcry Premium product, and more. And VIP members get it for $199. Also, as you can now read in the newspapers, the Texas receiver is saying he's not going to pay the rent or the bills. So you ask, when are we going to shut down? Tomorrow? 2 weeks from now? I'm going to just wait till the lights turn off, okay? You'll probably see InfoWars go down the site. You see streaming shut down. Once we can't do it, we have the All Shows Network built at Bigley Owns, and I'm going to go over and do it there. But I'm going to ride this horse till it dies. I'm going to ride this race car till the engine blows or the wheels come off. Or I crash into the embankment. I ain't giving up. I'm riding this horse till I win or I lose. And then the media's like, oh, he's finally going to lose. Oh, yeah, all right. I am the InfoWar. Our listeners are the InfoWar. And we got a whole line. Here's the first one of a limited edition Veterans of the InfoWar t-shirts. Look at this. This is badass. And it's the troops on Iwo Jima raising the American flag with the InfoWars patch where the stars are. InfoWars lives forever. It is an amazing limited edition shirt. Look at that bad boy. And it funds this operation, but also the Alex Jones Network to keep us on the air. We need funds. We want to get more reporters back and expand, but we need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Coming at you live from the Central Texas Command Center, I'm Rex Jones, hosting American Journal, concluding your calls in the last hour. Really looking forward to hearing to the last two people. Let's talk to Corn Pop in Maine. He's anti-war and he's launching his school board website. Let's talk to him. How are you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Rex?
Pretty good.
Hey, man, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Yeah, I am very anti-war, but I will say I do support what is going on. I do support the decisions made by President Trump, but I more called today to kind of lighten the mood up. I have called in several times, talked with Harrison a lot, and kind of told him about my launch for my campaign here for the Augusta School Board.
Let's go for it.
And state it again.
Let's go for it.
I'm officially on the ballot. I need all the InfoWars that can and are willing to go to nickb4maine.com. If you go to my X account, PWA1776, it's pinned right to the top of my page. Anyone that can and is willing, please donate. The max you can donate is $600. I am running against someone that is a lawyer, so they're going to be heavily funded, and the Augusta, Maine Democrats are already posting about this race and all that.
Explain a little bit about what you're running for here and what this position is and why it's valuable.
So a lot of people know me for heavily fighting against the Title IX nonsense that's going on up here in Maine. If you remember, I am the guy that had a couple of people strip at the Augusta School Board meeting to prove a point about how uncomfortable it is for the young ladies here in Augusta, Maine, when a boy walks in and changes in front of them.
Yes.
I've been fighting this fight for about a year now. And actually, in November, it is going to be on the ballot to vote to protect women's sports. So that's another great thing. But that's what kind of got me into being involved.
And really, really quick, because we're pressed for time, the website is nickb4maine.com, correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, Nick B for Maine. Check it out. Thank you for the call. I got to close it out with this segment. Scott in what state is that? Maryland. Scott in Maryland, anti-war, three-time Trump voter. We're closing out. We got 2 minutes. What's on your mind?
Last but not least, right?
Yes.
How you doing, Rex? Man, hearing your father doing a kick-butt job, man. Love the show.
Thank you.
So, you know, what did Trump run on? No new wars. That was one of his stances. And you know, when has any foreign war ever impacted the U.S. or the world for the better? I think you mentioned something along those lines. I mean, It comes down to money laundering, waste, enriching the war pigs. It doesn't do anybody good. You know, it just causes a lot of damage within families and everything else. But I'm also disappointed in everything that's not being done. You know, it's what's on the front page of the news and what's not being done. I mean, where are all the people going to jail for COVID? You know, the Epstein files not released, JFK files,
yep.
Doge cuts. All of a sudden, they kind of went under the radar. And we got this do-nothing Congress, you know, upheld by all these federal judge interferences. January 6th, the election fraud. I mean, I had the USAID and NGOs. Where are the people going to jail and being purple?
And they can't do anything, but they can do more wars all the time. If you can do a massive military operation, you can clean up our food and water. You can clean up our government. You can get the illegal immigrants out. You can do these things, but that's not their priority. Excellent call. Thank you, Scott and Marilyn. Really appreciate that.
Make one last point.
Yeah, go ahead. Shoot.
Is that it seems a lot of people are talking. There's so many issues. It's like a waterfall of information. We got a cup trying to disseminate everything.
Yeah.
Everyone talks about all these issues. After COVID, everybody's eyes opened up. But you know what? People aren't talking about solutions.
Yes.
They're not talking. You brainstorm. We have all this intellect, and they're not talking about any plan to change it. And, you know, I hope people consider that in the future.
No, you're 100% right. We're going to do more talking about solutions. We talk about solutions on the Gray Area. Very proud to do that Thursday and Sunday, especially Sunday with the deep dive. If you've never caught it before, let me stutter. Go to Gray Area Talks. We'll be right back with breaking news on Joe Kent. Rex Jones on the American Journal. Now, isn't that a nice sound? Enjoy your coffee this morning. Drink deeply. What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them. I developed them. High quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Into the American Journal with Rex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We're having some challengers appear. We're having some warriors. We're having some people that actually want to break up the system. Joe Kent left a very high-powered job at DIA or DNI, working directly under Tulsi Gabbard as second-in-command, head of counterterrorism. He has now come out strongly against the American-Israeli empire, strongly against these forever wars, and has resigned. He even says his wife died in a war manufactured by Israel in his resignation letter. Of course, if you're a fan of the network, you know that he's been interviewed by the great Harrison Smith. Let's get that banner up there really quick. He has been interviewed by the great Harrison Smith. You know, I haven't seen this yet, but I was talking to Harrison about an hour before this interview actually happened. Harrison's like, man, you know, like, Rex, what do you think I should ask him? What do you think would be a good topic? And I was like, ask him about the factional nature of the intelligence agencies. Like, I want to know about this Tucker, Joe Kent, other people faction that seems to be against these foreign wars or against subservience to Israel. And even if it is motivated by not altruistic motives, even if it is self-serving, I want to hear more about that faction because it sounds a hell of a lot better than what we've currently got running the show right now. And of course, Joe Kent is CIA. A lot of these people are CIA. We want to hear what they have to say. I'm going to be waiting with bated breath for that to drop. I'm very excited for it. But we've got a call to action from Joe Kent as well. We're calling this clip 13. Call to action. Tell President Trump, your congressional representatives, and your senators that you don't support American boots on the ground in Iran. And then he gives the comment line. He gives the switchboard line. We'll throw this up here so people can see it. I encourage people to take a photo of it, write it down, take a screenshot. Everybody make calls. You know what? I'm going to watch Baki Hanma on Netflix tonight when I do my computer work. And when I do that, I'm just going to start calling these hotlines. I'm going to start calling the hotlines, leaving messages, trying to get in touch with congresspeople, their reps, whatever, because I am anti-war. It is my number one issue, and it is the number one issue for millions of other Americans, okay? This does not exist in isolation, in a vacuum. It's not the kooky, crazy position. We're not furry people. We're the majority of the people, okay? And even if it's self-serving, even if it is politically motivated, whatever, I don't care. I'm not here to impugn this man's motivations. He did 11 combat tours and he lost his wife in a war manufactured by Israel. Even if it is self-serving, this is what we need. We need more of this. Let's play the teaser.
This week, President Trump will be under immense pressure to commit ground troops to the war in Iran. This would be a catastrophic escalation that will only result in more bloodshed and further escalate this disastrous war. It is critical that we the people have our voices heard. Contact the White House comment line. Contact the Congressional Switchboard. Ask for your representative. Ask for your senators. Respectfully tell them that we do not support putting any boots on the ground in Iran. This is how we the people can have our voices heard. It's critical that we pray for peace, but it's also critical that we work towards peace. Respectfully contact your elected officials and let them know we the people do not support this war. Thank you. God bless.
The hardest part about doing this job, about being in media, is watching these slow motion car wrecks, these slow motion train wrecks, these slow motion dumpster fires where we're already aware of the political decision that's been made days, weeks, months, years before it happens. We already know it's coming. Like, we've known the Iran thing was coming for literally 35 years. That's as long as Bibi Netanyahu has been pushing it to our Congress and our White House. He finally got a president that could listen to him. But we watch these things happen literally over decades and we're like, this is a bad thing. This is a reason why it's bad. These are 100 reasons why it's bad. This should never happen. And then of course, it's the thing that happens. And I think for someone like Kent, I mean, we were all fooled by the notion of like having this administration that runs on everything we want to get fixed, runs on everything we want to get done, like the most positive administration, the most positive campaign platform in history. Like, you just lined up. If we got what we wanted, it would have been good. And we get total war. So you get someone like Kent, who maybe he thought things were going to be run better. He gets thrown into this scenario. Do we have B-roll? Is that what you're saying? Let's play a little clip of Harris and Kent. I haven't seen it yet.
How are you approaching this? And are you approaching this from a place of love for Trump?
Absolutely. A place of love for President Trump himself, all he has stood for over the years. And then the overall movement that he built. And one of the core tenets of the movement was obviously no more endless wars, but also don't get involved in stupid regime change wars in the Middle East. And I think President Trump did a great job of articulating this both as a candidate, but then also implementing it in his first administration. So look, that I am coming from a place of obviously frustration that I couldn't affect the situation anymore from where I was within the administration, and with the effort of hopefully letting President Trump know that he has other options here and that he has been deceived in my view, so that he can rapidly get us out of the situation we found ourselves in with regards to Iran.
Okay, so that's elite commando, 11 combat deployments, lost his wife in the war, intelligence agency, everything, highest in the government, second highest, only lower than Tulsi Gabbard, head of counterterrorism. That's him explaining the situation. He goes, look, very simple. You know it. I know it. We were told no regime change. We were told no endless war. We were told no neocon war. Look what we get. This is outrageous, right? Now let's go to clip number three. And clip number three is going to clear everything up, because I want to show you, because Trump doesn't listen to Kent. Trump bashes Kent. Trump talks bad about his wife being dead and about him remarrying. You know who Trump listens to and tells you to listen to? Mark Levin. Let's play clip number three and do a little compare contrast.
Troops on the ground. He said no troops on the ground. I don't remember that in any campaign speech either. But why would we need troops on the ground? Well, there's a lot of reasons. And we wouldn't need 300,000 of them. It's this uranium, too. We've got to get the uranium. If it cannot be destroyed, if it cannot be altered, we got to get it. For the reason I just said, you can make dirty bombs, and over time you can still make sophisticated missiles. So you need to get to the uranium. That's why I'm reading in the paper. We're talking about the 82nd Airborne. We're talking about these various special forces and the various military services and so forth. He's not talking about sending regular army and infantry in by the hundreds of thousands. The men he's talking about, the units he's talking about, they are specialized. And you know what else? I remember from my days in the Reagan administration. Many of them are trained for a moment like this to try and secure enriched uranium. Many have been trained for moments like this.
Well, I'm glad we got the experts. You know, patriots are in control. The experts are in the room. The adults are in the room. They're taking care of it. Joe Kent, we throw him away. What'd he do, fight in the Middle East for two decades? Oh, we got Mark Levin. We got the great one. We got the toady turtlet radio TV talk show host who copies and rips off
Troops
my dad.
On the Rush ground.
Limbaugh. Oh, you guys are playing Levin in my ear. That's like septic shock. I'm about to go into sepsis here. I'm about to collapse and just die here on the show. You have to be prepared when you stare into the maw of hell. They say, don't stare into the abyss. Lest the abyss stare into you. Look, I got the abyss staring into me right behind me. Gosh. Okay. I really got to get the hair transplant. I can't be bald like Levin, but you know what? I'm much better looking than Levin. So it's totally okay. I mean, what are you going to choose, America? Let's see what the law actually says. Overhead shot, please. Crime of aggression. The use of armed force by one state against another without UN Security Council authorization or genuine self-defense, the supreme international crime containing within itself the accumulated evil of the whole is the initial war of aggression. To initiate a war of aggression is not only an international crime, it is the supreme international crime, differing only from other war crimes in that it contains within itself the accumulated evil of the whole, because everything else that happens as a result of the illegal war of aggression is a consequence of the said illegal war of aggression. And this is a very simple concept to understand. And no, Mark, we don't have special troops that are trained to get the uranium. This isn't Black Ops 6 or Call of Duty Modern Warfare. This is not how this is going to work. He also says they're not going to be infantry. It will all be special forces operations. They will be special forces operators that have trained to do this since the 90s. I know. I was in the planning room. I'm the great one. I'm Mark Levin. Yeah. It's such a horrible impression to have to do, but we have to do it. Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to do the impressions, and it's going to be me. We have this guy who just lies to you on camera, and that's the president's best friend. And then Joe Kent, he's scum. He's a liar. His wife, he remarried too soon. I'm Donald Trump. Look at my new ballroom. Do we have our priorities straight? I don't think so. Little lighter story that kind of ties in here. Let's go to Lindsey Graham at Disneyland. Let's show the people the TMZ article really quick. This is what the neocons do. They go bomb another school. They make another weapons manufacturer purchase that results in thousands dead. They cover another city under acid rain. And they go to Disneyland and they're served pancakes by Minnie Mouse. And he's probably not there for the characters or for the theme rides or for anything like that. Pure speculation, not an accusation, just my opinion as I'm allowed to have as a free American. Maybe he's there like It the Clown to snatch children. Maybe he's there for that. Just speculation, of course, purely speculating there. But maybe he's there to be like It the Clown in the storm drain. Maybe if your kid gets too far from you at Disneyland, he might end up at Uncle Lindsey's Ukrainian mansion. So, I mean, we've got him there. He's kind of like a wax sculpture. Like a Madame Tussauds or whatever it's called. Yeah, Lady G, Lindsey Graham, what a disgrace. Let's go to clip number 12, Bongino obsessed with Ivan Ranklin. All right, so I've had Michael Yon on the show. I really want to get Ivan Ranklin on the show. Phenomenal guy. Really like his work. Ivan Ranklin was just at this thing where Bongino got confronted. He didn't even confront Bongino. He was just there with Stuart Rhodes. I think Tario was there, but I think he was in the car. But it was two other people that had that confrontation with Bongino, where Bongino was called a pedophile protector and told that he needs to come out and be open about Christ and be real about the evil he's involved in. He kind of had that facial expression and was just like, oh, you tough guy. You're the tough guy. And the guy's like, you need to come clean to Jesus. You need to stop protecting the PDF files or whatever he said. And Bongino had that meltdown. Bongino thinks that Ivan Ranklin is the ringleader. And he's got this really strange obsession with him now. So let's go ahead and play the video. We got it.
I'm here for the thingies.
It's clip number 12. No, okay. Oh, no. Put makeup on him. That's normal, right? That's the former head of the FBI doing that. He just can't stop thinking about Ivan Ranklin because he knows they're right. And he's picking on Ivan because Ivan's the only guy there that didn't even say anything to him. So he knows, oh, they're not going to find the clip. Well, he called me a pedophile protector because he never did. So he's fair game to rip on. But ultimately, who cares what someone looks like? I don't think he looks like a reptilian, but who cares? Like, you know what? You look like Dan. You look shell-shocked, bro. You look like you've been raped. Let's not talk about Ivan. Let's not talk about Igor. Let's talk about you. You're the real Teletubby dancing under the FBI, CIA, Zog sun. That's what you are. And it's like, there's that classic clip, and come back to me. There's this classic clip of Dan Bongino, and he's sitting on a couch, and he's being interviewed by somebody else, and it looks to be lower resolution. It looks to be a younger Bongino. So let's say this is circa 2010 to 2012. Let's say this is about 15 years ago. Crazy, that's 15 years ago. Let's say that's then. He's sitting on the couch, and the lady interviewer asked him a very basic, simple question. She goes, like, what cause is near and dear to your heart? And sticks out the microphone. And then Dan literally starts going, Israel. Israel, the defense of Israel is near and dear to my heart. And it's like, it wasn't even a thing where he had to think about it. It wasn't even a thing where he had to take a moment to calibrate, be like, what's the right political answer? Yeah, maybe they gave me some money. Maybe I backed them, whatever. Literally within 0.0001 second, Israel. Like, and that's weird. And we're allowed to say that that's weird. And a lot of times people will say, well, there's a lot of people doing a show where you criticize the state and talk about its role in government and whatever. And that's oversaturated. And there's a lot of it going on. It's like if you had aliens that were real. It's like if you had Bigfoots running around killing people. It's like the moon is actually made out of cheese. But it's real. It's a fact, and you can demonstrate it, and you can play these videos of our political leadership, of the leading cabinet officials, of the people who get appointed to these positions, and they are all lockstep with this ideology. And we are allowed to criticize that. Yeah, let's go ahead and play that really quick. Play it from the start. Okay, no problem. We can see it subtitled. What is number one? That's right. What causes dear to your heart? What causes dear to my heart? Israel. Like, immediately. He has to get it out. And I'm going to read some more of this to you guys. And just talking about the war crimes again, because we got to understand this. And from a very fundamental perspective, this is another statement from Nuremberg. If certain acts of violation of treaties are crimes, then they are crimes whether the United States does them or where Germany does them. We are not prepared to lay down a rule of criminal conduct against others to which we would not be willing to have invoked against us. To pass these defendants as a poison chalice is to put it to our lips as well. See, international law applies to everyone. And here's an example of what the U.S. military does at war. We were going through the village shooting everything in sight. Men, women, children, animals. It was just like any other operation. U.S. soldier testimony, My Lai, 1968, Vietnam War. 300 to 500 unarmed villagers killed. One low-ranking officer convicted, later pardoned because they protect their own. And you can say, combat is glorious. War is glorious. You're not a veteran. You're not special forces. You don't know what you're talking about. No, we got plenty of people like that listen to the show. And you have tons of life experience that I'll never have because I don't want to have it. Screw war. Screw death. Screw murder. Even if we're doing it, we're on the winning team, the winning side. What does that even mean? There's no winning anymore. There's death. There's death everywhere. There's people starving. There's people that can't drive. People that can't work. People that can't feed their families. Everywhere. Not just here. It's already having such an impact in Asia and in the global south that we're isolated here. We have a lot of resources, so we're insulated and protected. Nothing good comes of this. And we've broken the international laws. And just talking about that, enhanced interrogation techniques, torture with a memo. The approved techniques included waterboarding, which is controlled drowning. It stimulates death by asphyxiation. Sleep deprivation, up to 180 hours, 7.5 days. At that point, just give me a rope. They're going to keep you awake for 7 days. Stress position, forced suspension by arms, joint dislocation and nerve damage. Confinement in a box with insects. Rectal feeding as a control mechanism. Everyone involved should be executed. Everyone involved, everyone who's still alive, all these generals and CIA people and whatever they think they're so cool. I will vote for whatever administration sends these people to Guantanamo Bay. You know, the place where you put the people that are the terrorists. Let's see the actual criminals go to these hell pits, okay? Let's see the people responsible for the confinement in a box with insects. I just point a gun at somebody and tell them what you want them to do. Just do that. Just do that. That's 1,000 times more moral than putting someone in a box with bloodworms, okay? No more of that. Absolutely unacceptable. Just boggles the mind. And let's throw Disney, throw Lindsey Graham up again. I want to show y'all Lindsey. I want you to think about the box with insects and roaches, okay? And then I want you to think about Lindsey Graham. Because, you know, Lindsey Graham represents that very system. Lindsey Graham is the king of our earth. He's the devil. Of course, he's one of the devil's many faces. And once you realize that people like that are in control and that only people like that could come up with something as heinous as this. And this is just, this is a nothing. This is a minor example. We talk about Abu Ghraib with the human pyramids that they would build, the posing, the hoods over the heads of everyone, the electroshock, the car battery, all of it. This is America. This is American Empire. This is American Israeli Empire. The use of armed force by one state against another without the UN Security Council authorization or genuine self-interest is a war crime. The initial war of aggression is the supreme international war crime. In 2004, photographs from Abu Ghraib prison showed U.S. soldiers forcing naked prisoners into human pyramids, leading them on leashes, forcing simulated sexual acts, and posing with corpses. Military investigators confirmed these were not isolated acts. They reflected command-authorized practices imported directly from Guantanamo. 11 low-ranking soldiers convicted. Not a single general or official was convicted. A 21-year-old private became the face of Abu Ghraib. And Donald Rumsfeld, authorized techniques, received a standing ovation upon his resignation. So we all know it's evil. We all know it's cancer to our country and to the world. We all know it's bad. We engage with it. Get that crud off your teeth, boy. Look how disgusting he is. Can we do a slow zoom? Please look at this person. Would you let this person babysit your children? What if you come home and you're like, where are the kids at? What's going on with the kids? Oh, no. We left them with Aunt Lindsay. We left the kids with Aunt Lindsay, and he's out in the backyard teaching them how to shoot a gun so they can die in a war for Israel. Oh, what do you mean? He's not molesting them? Oh, no. It's worse than that. He's got your 17-year-old signed up and drafted. He's enlisted now. He's going off to the service in 2 weeks. He deploys in Tehran in 3 months. What do you mean? I thought he was just a neighborhood pedophile. No. No, he's the neighborhood Grim Reaper. He's taking your kid off to go die. Look at that. And I'm sure he's a PDF file too. I'm sure it's all of it. It's pure speculation. Of course, indemnify myself. Comedy show, having fun here. This is a monster. And of course, the ladybugs won't even get into the little thing as to why he has that name. But the verdict on this is that Nuremberg established that following orders, I am just following the order. Just following the order is no defense. The crime of aggression is the root from which all other war crimes grow, and that individuals, not just states, bear criminal responsibility, and no nation is above the law. And of course, these are just logical facts. None of this has been applied to the architects of American wars of aggression. The poison chalice has been passed to Nuremberg defendants, to Slobovan Milosevic, to Charles Taylor, to Saddam Hussein. It has never, not once, touched the lips of those in Washington who initiated the wars without legal authority, authorized torture programs, and killed hundreds of thousands of civilians. Either international law means something, and it means something for everyone, or it is merely a weapon for the powerful to use against the weak, and we should be honest enough to say so. That's the question that Nuremberg asked. That's the question I ask you. Is it okay? Are you happy with living in empire if it means you get to win? Now, you're losing, and we all know you're losing. We're all losing here in America. We're all suffering. But you have to make that decision. Do we honor international law, or do we throw it to the side? I say we honor it. I have a lot of respect for it. We'll get into that more here in the next segment, talking about nonproliferation and other breaking news stories that y'all want to hear covered. I just want to remind you really quick, if you want the best T-shirts, if you want the best apparel, the best hats, the best supplements, all of it's available at thealexjonesstore.com. We've got a phenomenal deal right now. Subscribe and save. You get the iodine half off if you're a VIP member, 30% off anyway when you subscribe and save. When you subscribe and save as well right now, you get a free limited edition T-shirt with product subscription. Let's go ahead and pull up the Power Drive bundle really quick. Let's show them the Power Drive bundle. Power Drive Bundle, America's choice for testosterone. If you want the new version of Superman Vitality combined with the new version of DNA Force, which is basically what this blend is, you need to choose Power Plant and Methyl Drive. DNA Force, Methyl Drive, very similar products. Power Plant, Superman Vitality, very similar products. Not necessarily an ingredient list, but in the function and form of the product and what it's actually doing for you and your body. If you miss Superman Vitality, if you want that old powerful testosterone boost, free testosterone boost, dopamine boost, oxygen carry capacity boost, nitric oxide boost, choose Power Plant. And if you want phenomenal CoQ10, PQQ, longevity, mitochondrial function, enzymatic processes, methylation gene support, all of it's together in the Power Drive Bundle. Choose one or both, and they pair perfectly with the Methylene Blue that you yourself are probably already taking if you're listening to this broadcast. So let me tell you right now, it's like a Mercedes-Benz, a Rolls-Royce, and a Porsche all in your garage if you choose to take the Power Drive Bundle of Power Plant, Methyl Drive, and Methylene Blue. I love you. Can I just say I love you? I love you to death. I want you to stay here with me for another segment. Stay queued up and get ready. Alex Jones Show at 11. I love you, Rex Jones.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15, 20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke, in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. Now, I've been telling you this for decades, so they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer, but they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation. Total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect. But it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to theoxygenscore.com right now and get our Ultra Methylene Blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at theoxygenscore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Magical time of day. We're 30 minutes away from the Alex Jones Show. You're going to want to stay tuned to this broadcast because it's going to bleed into my dad, and that's what we're all here for, to be honest. I'm going to be listening to the show as well immediately after we wrap here, but I wanted to tell you all a little story really quick before we get into more news. So I drive a 2019 Toyota Tacoma. I've put about like a quarter million miles, maybe a little bit less. I think like 228,000 so far on that truck in like the 7 or 8 years that I've been driving it. I forget exactly how long it's been exactly. Some math whiz in the audience can figure it out. But when I go to get that car, I wasn't initially going to get that car. I was initially going to get like a 2014 Tacoma because I saw the first car on the lot and I wanted it. And I took my dad to go see it and he's like, no, we're going to get you something much better. And, you know, I resisted it. I was like, no, this is so much better. I want this. It's what I looked into. It's the truck that I want. Can I please have the truck that I want? And he's like, no, this is a much better option for you. But because of the Dunning-Kruger effect, because I believed I knew more than him because I thought I'd done my research, I wanted the worst deal. And that's a lot like the wars and the conflicts and everything, even domestic policy, that we are engaged in now, right? Like, we're being given a bad deal. We're engaging in a bad deal. We almost seek it out because we feel like we're educated on it. But the good deal, which is so much simpler and so much better and that reasonable people are telling us to take, we just can't take it no matter what. So yeah, the Dunning-Kruger effect. The Dunning-Kruger effect is a cognitive bias that describes the systematic tendency of people with low ability in a specific area to get overly positive assessments of this ability. The term may also refer to the tendency of high performers to underestimate their skills. It is first identified by psychologists David Dunning and Justin Kruger in 1999 or 1989. I can't read it from there. In popular culture, Dunning-Kruger effect sometimes misunderstood as claiming that people with low intelligence are generally overconfident instead of denoting specific overconfidence of people unskilled at particular areas. You know where we're unskilled? Come back to me. We're unskilled in peace. We got the peace president and the peace administration and Netanyahu talking about we're trying to achieve peace all the time. They don't know the first thing about peace, and they've demonstrated that. So why should these people who clearly suffer from Dunning-Kruger effect, why should they run our governments? Why should they run our militaries? Why should they run anything at all? Just wanted to make that quick observation there because I think it's fun. We like to have fun here. Let's go ahead and go to clip 9 because this is more what I'm talking about. Foreign flags in front of our White House. Let's go ahead and play the clip. All right, we're good with the video. So here's the thing. I don't care about Iran. I don't care about your country at all. It's your country. It's not my country. I'm an American. I'm only loyal to one flag. And that's the way it should be for everybody here. So if you want to do your little song, just, oh, they kicked the Shah out. He had the secret police and was mass torturing his citizens. Oh, and we got the son who looks like Squidward and we're going to put Squidward back in charge. And our flag has a lion on it. If that's the sell, if that's what you're going to try to convince me, if that's your argument as to why we should spend hundreds of billions of dollars as why dozens of Americans should die, and they've already died, and perhaps hundreds or perhaps thousands, God forbid, in the future, if that's your argument, screw you. Screw you, nigga. Get out of the country. You want to make Iran so much better. Go move over there and go deal with the Ayatollah yourself, or go join Israel and go fight for the IDF, and they fight the battle. Oh, wait, you mean they've never joined us in a war? They've never joined us in any sort of ground operation ever in the history of our military and their military? Oh, you won't do it. You won't do it. But you'll go and wave the flag of another country on the lawn of the White House. Okay. I'd have an issue with it if it was Palestinian. I'd have an issue with it if it was Mexican. Get those ugly foreign flags away from Washington, D.C. And if you're going to argue on some political narrative as to why our government wants to declare war on another country, an illegal war on another country, and you're going to wave your stupid little lion flag around, screw you. Free Palestine. How about that? How about that? Free Palestine. How about that? How about instead of, the Shah of Iran needs to come back so Netanyahu wants to run the country or so he can run the country. How about free Palestine? How about in the occupation? How about that? Oh, no, we can't say that because that caller called it. Oh, the Torah says, and they deny Christ. They say he's not real. They say he's boiling in poo. Lord forbid. God have mercy. Lord have mercy. We're supposed to listen to these people. We're supposed to think what they have to say is valuable. Screw these people, okay? If you got the Iranian flag out there, oh, regime change, Americans need to die. They need to spend billions of dollars for my war. Screw you. Go fight over there yourself. Deport yourself from our country. You are not an American. You are filth. That's my opinion. A lot of these people, oh, you don't understand how hard it's been. Oh, they're in the diaspora. They've had to flee the evil Ayatollah. These are the people that were getting rich off the Shah. These are the people that work with government. These are the old establishment, kind of like Cuba, Batista people that want to come back as foreigners with foreign influence and pillage their homeland. So there's nothing noble about it. There's no grand goal about it. Ultimately, all we ever do is make things worse. So how could we ever expect that regime change would make things better? Let's go ahead and roll this Paula White clip because it's everything I'm talking about here and more. She wants you to tithe to Israel as a Christian. This is Trump's spiritual advisor. This is a lady that like Benny Hinn, like with the fake lightsaber or whatever, like force banishes people. We'll play the clip. My bad. It doesn't have a number. I apologize. It's above clip 9. It's just a little error that was made on my behalf. I apologize. Okay, if you don't have it, it's not an issue. Let's go ahead and get into the No Kings protest news video. Let's go ahead and roll clip 11 or clip 10. My bad.
And if you think we're unhappy, well, there are millions of Americans protesting across the United States as we speak against Donald Trump's policies, not just the war against Iran, but certainly that has been part of a stimulus. This is live shots of Philadelphia from a helicopter. I'll let you judge for yourself what you think of the numbers there. More than 3,000 rallies are being held across all 50 states in the latest No Kings protest marches. We are getting feeds as well from other cities. Certainly some U.S. lawmakers are turning out for some of the rallies, particularly the ones in Minnesota, which we know have seen lots of controversy regarding the policy of how ICE operates. Now, let's get a report from Donnie O'Sullivan. He's at the demonstration in New York.
Massive demonstration. We are just part of one stream here of people who are, of multiple streams of people who are making their way down through Midtown Manhattan, down toward Times Square. This
all right, go ahead and come
group,
back to me. Okay, so this apparently broke records. Apparently it was 8.1 million people. Of course, we see the fat little Irish guy, the Donnie Sullivan. He was at CPAC as well. These mainstream media creations that like have a journalist degree and waddle about, you do realize you work in a dead medium, right? Like us doing an independent show here, doing a network show of our own, we have a bigger audience and we do much better than you on CNN. So you should be aware of that reality. But here's the thing. When people tell you to get mad at the No Kings protest, people tell you, or my dad tells you, like it's the Podesta plan. It is what it is. It's a psyop. You can listen to that argument. You can consider it. But what are they out there protesting? They're out there protesting the draconian totalitarian actions of Donald Trump. And I got to say, I agree. So if you got people out there on the street protesting, saying we don't want a king, we don't have kings here, I agree. We don't have kings here. Now, do we have open borders? Do we have unlimited immigration? Do we have a Muslim, a transified country? Maybe not. Maybe not. Okay. But look at this. Look at this. Okay. They think everyone there is like this Mad Max lady. We got a lady who's paralyzed, wearing a Mad Max mask here. And she's also, I don't think it's pictured. She walks Trump around on a gimp leash, like a gimp suit. We don't need to show anymore, but it's actually making me, I got to sneeze. In a little second here, got a buffer time. That feeling where it comes up to your nose and then just can't come out. Okay. I really didn't need to see the lady in the wheelchair. Let's go ahead and pull the Paula White clip.
Let's receive God's tithe and his offering. I believe that it's so important to honor God with his tithe. That's the first tenth of your gross income. And an offering, that's free will. And as you do, you support Paula White Ministry. And I say this, it takes money for ministry.
You are a demon from hell. I am a wicked sinner, but I condemn you. I rebuke you. You will burn in Hades for what you've done, for targeting old people and getting them to send you money. Okay, I had a great grandma that would get mail from people like this, okay, and she'd send them stuff sometimes. Have you no shame? Like, you are a predator. Like, this, we need to have shame. As people that voted for Trump, we need to realize that we voted for a guy where this is his chief spiritual advisor. Like, this is a reality. Anyone selling you the name it and claim it gospel, anyone telling you, you need to leave $1,000 seed in the ground so the Lord can bless you. Anybody saying that is literally an agent of Satan. And this woman's an agent of evil. Go ahead and play the rest of it.
And so when you begin to think of the masses of people, from single moms to human trafficking victims to going into the prison to feeding over 30 million pounds of food, think about that in the last 4 years. When you think about the difference that you make by your giving, you've helped build a moshav, a village in Israel, from the horrific attacks of October 7th. And the greatest thing you do is take the gospel around the world. How will they hear without a preacher? God still uses a voice to proclaim his word that's anointed to penetrate the hearts of men and women and bring them to the salvation knowledge of Jesus Christ. Thank you for being that person, that Barnabas. Thank you for being that person that's holding up the hands for the gospel to go forth. So go ahead and click on that link right there on the screen, or you can give by Cash App or Venmo or PayPal or however you want to.
Now, by gospel, she doesn't mean the gospel of Jesus Christ that we're all familiar with. She means the gospel of the modern day state of Israel. That's the gospel that she's preaching and that she's selling. Ultimately, I grew up Protestant. Okay, like, it is what it is. And I understand Protestant Christianity quite well and the multiple just endless denominations of it, really. This is a different religion. This is like Mormonism. This is like Islam. This is like Jehovah's Witness. That's what this is. This is like people that drink the Kool-Aid and think that the alien ship is coming. This religion was invented 150 years ago by the people involved in the original planning of the Zionist project. Theodore Herzl was friends with a man named James Schofield. James Schofield wrote the Schofield Bible. And 100 years later, you get Paula White. And this is what we're dealing with. This is not real. This is not the power of the Holy Spirit. This is not a demon inside of this woman. In fact, well, there may be a demon inside of Paula White that's making her do this stuff, but you know, like in that video, she's like, I rebuke, I rebuke, I rebuke. And the lady who she's using as a prop, she doesn't realize that her job is to fall down and flop like a fish until like 20 seconds into it. But eventually she does that. And hey, you know, if that's some people's idea of having a spiritual relationship with God, I would say that it's harmless, but it's actually very harmful. That needs to stop. So we all need to recognize how crazy that is, how insane it is. If you're a charismatic, if you are a Pentecostal, if you're one of those people that believes in the speaking in tongues and all of that, speaking in tongues means speaking in different languages, okay? Because the apostles, they had to go around and preach to different populations of people, and speaking in tongues meant speaking in the tongue of the language of the people that they were trying to convert, not going, I'm the scat man, That's not biblical. That's not rooted in God. That's not a gift from Jesus or the Holy Spirit. That's someone making up something in order to sell you something, or someone that's just hysterical that wants to crash out and make crazy sounds all day at the McDonald's church. So very interesting stuff from Paula White. Let's go ahead. You know what? We want to do some. Oh, yeah, the Paula White sample video. The crew's telling me. Let's go to that as well.
Strike and 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 strike until you have victory. For every enemy that is aligned against you, let there be that we would strike the ground, for you will give us victory, God. I hear a sound of abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of shouting and singing. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. For I hear victory, 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 victory in the corridors of heaven. In the corridors of heaven, victory, 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 victory.
Okay, this is the spiritual. This is. Come back to it again. Come back to me. I want to get this clean. I want to get the.
Okay. For angels have
All right, so that's Trump's spiritual advisor. That's the main lady up at the White House, making sure we follow Jesus's teachings and we get the gospel done across the world by ensuring a totalitarian state of Israel that's completely unbiblical, but she says it is, and we got to give money to it, so it's all okay. I mean, we just say these things out loud a few times, and you'll start to realize how insane they truly are. All right, I want to go to something a little bit more serious to close this out. I want to go to former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev talking about the current situation in Ukraine. It's subtitled, so I will read it to you. That's going to be clip number 7. In my opinion, following the assassination of the Supreme Leader, there is no doubt that Iran will continue pursuing nuclear testing in one form or another. And will eventually acquire nuclear weapons. No. After what has happened, some form of nuclear confrontation between Israel and Iran now appears inevitable. It is sad and unfortunate as it is to acknowledge this. I mean, so yeah, everyone knows what's going on. A conflagration of events that's going to lead to a nuclear exchange. And everyone who said, oh, well, that proves right. We did have to go in there because Iran is a nuclear threat and they do have the enriched uranium. We killed the guy that had the fatwa. Okay, we killed the guy that had the religious decree. It's a crime against God. I'll say it 1,000 times until I'm blue in the face. And I agree, too. It is a crime against God. It's a crime against God to own or use a nuclear weapon. And we killed that guy. It's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's almost like an apocalypse in which both parties, these radical Zionists and radical evangelical Zionists here in America, they both believe in this apocalypse, different versions of it. It sounds like we're getting closer and closer and closer to that. So what do we think about the choice that's been made over our heads without our consent to engage in apocalyptic total war? Because that's the end result of all these things. It's the only thing you'd get out of these actions. You know, consequences have actions, pimp. That's a Wings of Redemption quote, but it's true. Consequences have actions. Like, the reason why we're going to have nuclear war is because of our illegal aggression, because of the Nuremberg violations, everything I've gone over. And the Russians aren't stupid. The Russians know this. The Russians are sympathetic to Iran. On, but they're also sympathetic to Israel because Israel has a quite massive Russian Jew or Slavic Jew population. So when you see the Russians talk about this, you really see like a high-level breakdown. We see Lavrov talk a lot. We see Medvedev talk a lot. Medvedev is kind of used more as an attack dog for Putin because I looked into this. I'm sure he has some position. He's not official state capacity. Like he doesn't hold a governmental position anymore, although he advises Putin, right? So it's kind of like Steve Witkoff or Kushner or whatever. They still have a lot of influence. But all you need to do is watch Lavrov talk about this stuff, the Russian foreign minister, over and over and over again. And it's like I talked about earlier, where the aspect of this job that sucks the most is having to watch these car accidents, these car crashes in slow motion. I mean, think about being them. They've tried to join NATO twice. They watched themselves dissolve the Warsaw Pact, and NATO added 12 more countries. And everyone's like, you're a Putin puppet. You don't support Ukraine. It's like, yeah, I actually don't support neo-Nazis set up and bankrolled by our own government. Yeah, actually, I think the Donbass does belong to Russia. You Putin apologists, you love Russia. I don't care. As Kamala Harris said, the genius Kamala Harris, I'll quote Gandhi, basically. She is Indian. As Kamala Harris said, Russia is a big country and Ukraine is a smaller country. And ultimately, it's thousands of miles away. It's not my problem. It's not my responsibility. It's not my job to get morally outraged and then have no future and I can't buy a house because we spent $500 trillion on these wars. $10 trillion total in the Middle East. You people with the arrogance to demand unconditional support, whether it's for your Israel war or whether it's for your Ukraine war, you people are absolute scum. I don't care. I know there's people listening to me in the audience right now that think this way. Screw you. Honestly, screw you. I don't care. This is my opinion, but it's based on logic. It's based on facts. And they're facts that I have gone over for literally years with you people. I have gone over the facts for years and years and years, and you still support genocide. You still support neo-Nazis. You still support illegal wars of aggression. You support bombing civilian populations. Ukraine's bombed the Donbass since 2014. You support all this stuff. But oh, no, the conflict happens. Iran strikes Israel. Russia invades Ukraine. But it's all in isolation. The precipitatory events, the things that we did to cause these actualities, they are totally ignored. They're not a problem. VP Harris, this is what she says. So Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger country. Russia is a powerful country. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. So basically that's wrong. You know, a broken clock, right, twice a day. She makes some eloquent points there, but she also doesn't understand what she's saying because she has the mind of a five-year-old. So we can give her some credit there. All right, but we got the very, very important Joe Kent interview drops March 30th. We've got the Alex Jones show about to come up for you guys. I'm going to plug one more time really good here. I want to just keep throwing that shirt up there. I want to show people because I've been rocking this. I want other people to rock this as well. I think it goes super hard. I want Bigly to give me a ton of these shirts so I can go around West Campus and try to give them out to people, do a Man on the Street video with them. Iran meant to be continuous t-shirt. Look at that. And the quotation says the war is not meant to end or to be over. It's meant to be continuous. The great 1984 quote. You want that. I wanted it. That's why I had to get it. I stole a couple, to be honest. I stole a few of these shirts to give out. I got to get more from Bigly. So if you want the Iran meant to be continuous war t-shirt, highly recommend you go to the Alex Jones store. Come back to me really quick. The thing I want people to understand about the AlexJonesStore.com is that the Alex Jones Store is a one-stop shop for whatever you're interested in, whatever you do, whether that's we all wear apparel, we all take supplements, we all do whatever, we all enter raffles. If you want to support Alex Jones by doing those things, go to the AlexJonesStore.com because here's the thing. We're sitting here in this building. I think we're going to do the show out through the end of the month. I don't know, maybe shorter, maybe longer. I can't give a real prediction here on the life of the operation, but this can and will end at any time. And when it ends, you're going to be like, where do I go? How do I support Alex? Where do I find him again? We're going to be on AJN. We're going to be on the Alex Jones Network. And you're also always going to be able to find a live feed of the show, not just the phenomenal products, not just the phenomenal apparel, but you're going to be able to find a live feed of the show on thealexjonesstore.com. That's one of the many reasons why it's so important. We also have the phenomenal app, Chase Geyser, the okay. I can't say what I was going to say. I was saying this is a joke. This is a joke. This is not real. This is a joke. Chase Geyser, the grand wizard of InfoWars, is created. I can't. I gotta stop. Chase Geyser created the phenomenal app, known as the Alex Jones, app, which you can get on the app store. You can watch live feed, also access the store. The point is we make it super easy to support us because we need to stay on the air. We don't have a million sponsors like these other guys. We're powered through you. Thank you for being here on my broadcast today. I hope I was able to make some eloquent anti-war points. It was great to hear from so many callers. I'm getting better at going through the callers as we get through the show. A lot of the time people want to talk a lot, and I appreciate that. I understand it. Very simply put, if you want to call back in with me, you feel like you didn't get enough time, just call back into another show, and we'll do it. But I got to get down through the list of people. So, wow, really incredible. People are anti-war, anti-foreign entanglement, anti-interventionist. I love it, and I'm proud to be an American. Even in these dark times where things are uncertain and we see the war, we see the chaos, we see the genocide, we see the death that we pay for, we have to keep in mind that we, the American people, and our Constitution are good and holy, and we worship Jesus Christ. We don't worship the Torah. We don't worship the biblical state of Israel. We don't worship Zelensky or Ukraine. We worship Jesus Christ, the Bible, and we're loyal to and have allegiance to the Constitution of the United States of America. And if all we have to do is just do what the Founding Fathers wanted us to do, which is to protect ourselves and to be pro-liberty and have a future and be fruitful and multiply, as God told us, we wouldn't be involved in any of these wars. So I know there's been a lot of black-pilling information. I know there's been stuff that could be seen as negative here on the show. I view it all as positive because when I give you the information, when I give somebody the information that may not know about all this stuff, if I'm able to produce the emotional response in you, if I can make you feel the blues, so to speak, and realize we got to wake up here, that we're all in this one boat together and it's got a hole in it, and we got to take the knife away from the person stabbing the hole in the end of the boat because there's sharks underneath us, okay? If I can get you to feel the blues with me and just have that simple spiritual connection of we're all humans, we all have to share this planet, we all have to love each other, we're all made in the image of God ultimately. No one is Amalek, no one deserves to die, even the Israelis. Everybody deserves to live on the planet and to have peace, but you don't get to go around murdering other people, you don't get to go around committing genocides, you don't get to be evil. We have to choose life, we have to choose family, we have to choose faith, and we have to choose our future above everything else. I'm proud to be an American. I know you are too. Whatever global region or realm you're from too, I know you're proud of your home. Let's be proud of our people together
as humans, as people created by God, created by Jesus Christ, of course, who is our Lord and Savior. We got Alex Jones now here for you. The 11 a.m. show is about to begin. I am Rex Jones of American Journal and Gray Area Talks. If you're interested in seeing more of what I have to say, go to Gray Area Talks on X, on YouTube, on Rumble, and find the show. Thursday and Sunday, I am live. But Baby Shark is leaving. Papa Shark is here. The Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones, Real Alex Jones on X. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com for all the best promotions.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out. Sort of put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel, so good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product, it's supposed to be available right now at thealexjonesstore.com, is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexjonesstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for your support.